Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Friday, is June 19th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, Philadelphia officials announced plans for when the city moves to the green phase, as well as listed activities that may resume before then. They have unveiled the city's strategy to move to the green phase of Governor Tom Wolf's reopening plan called Reopening with Care. I'm excited to see the progress Philadelphia has made against this epidemic, but we will be cautious on how we reopen. Philadelphia is uniquely at risk as the most densely populated county in the state with the highest number of cases and deaths from COVID. We don't want to see a second wave of the epidemic. We will be more careful and we will be more restrictive than the Commonwealth in what activities are allowed and how they can operate. Health Commissioner Dr. Thomas Farley said during a Thursday afternoon press conference. If the city continues to see the decline in cases, Farley said some activities may be permitted to resume in the yellow phase beginning on Friday, June 26th. The activities include residential swimming pools and private swim clubs, zoos outside only, personal services such as salons, barbers, and spas, and small indoor social and religious gatherings up to 25 people.
And Kathy, aren't they regulating the kind of cuts you can get when you go to the barbershop?
Bob's only.
Some are going to be right. Those are the safest, right?
Yes. So when are salons opening up?
So, okay.
Or is that, I'm sorry, I was hitting the buttons, I was playing the song, and I didn't.
You can only do so much.
So this is just the plan that they're saying.
Green.
Yeah, so they haven't said, but they're saying that some of this stuff can reopen before green. So if this coming week, next week, looks as good as this week did, then they're going to allow the swimming pools and the salons to open earlier before we get to the green phase.
So off yellow.
Yeah,
yeah,
essentially,
okay, yeah.
What would you call that?
Between a yellow and a green?
What would be between yellow and green?
I don't know. I know if it's red and aquamarine, something like that.
Lime?
Yeah.
Topaz.
Okay. So if we continue to see the numbers going in the right direction, then they can loosen things up even more.
Right. Next Friday. Yeah. Cool. So the Philadelphia Zoo says it would be making an announcement on plans to reopen soon, but already they know that they will require guests to reserve or purchase tickets in advance.
And only certain animals you can look at.
You can see.
Only
right.
certain ones.
By the way, this morning I shared a link on Twitter. I was showing it to Kathy. Steve, you need to see this because you're an animal lover. And it's the unique ways that zoos will weigh certain animals.
Really?
It sounds stupid.
Oh, I want to see that.
It sounds dumb on the surface, but take a look. You will love it.
I love that, yeah.
The earliest date the city expects to go to the green phase is Friday, July 3rd, Farley said. The following activities would be allowed in the green phase should Philadelphia continue to meet its target. Outdoor group recreational and sports activities for youths and adults, gyms and indoor exercise classes, schools and colleges, libraries and museums, indoor shopping malls, outdoor performances and small outdoor events up to 50 people, and restaurants with indoor seating with occupancy restrictions. Officials said reopening guidance for the businesses will be released by the health department next week. Farley warned that green does not mean that every activity is allowed. The health commissioner noted a number of businesses and activities that would not restart immediately once the green phase begins. These activities would include crowds, people in close proximity, high-risk activities such as eating, drinking, singing, or vulnerable population.
Singers.
Singer.
Well, they're spitting all over the place they're singing, right?
Singing with joy.
So, Philadelphia expected to move to the green phase on July 3rd. However, next Friday, they're looking at releasing some of these restrictions even before they get to the green. So we'll see what happens. New Jersey's governor announced the indoor portion of shopping malls will be able to reopen on June 29th with strict guidelines. This means limiting customers to 50% capacity and requiring employees to wear face coverings, among other requirements, said Governor Phil Murphy. Inside stores will allow mall anchor stores to reopen, which were allowed to.
Who's buying anchors these days? I mean, come on.
Which were allowed to accept customers starting Wednesday. So the anchor stores opened on Wednesday. In Delaware, shopping centers like the Concord Mall are open inside with requirements such as 60% capacity limit and customers wearing masks.
So far, this is the only type of singing that will be allowed at first.
I think there's probably less of a spit spray.
Less spit?
Yeah.
It's more internal.
In Pennsylvania, King of Prussia Mall opened its anchor stores earlier this week. Other rules for New Jersey's mall reopening plan includes keeping food courts, theaters, and arcades closed. Restaurants at the mall can do takeout or outdoor seating.
So King of Prussia had already opened up their anchor stores?
Yes, that was this week. They opened their anchor stores, but not inside. Basically, they're saying inside is like inside anywhere else. So they're not reopening that yet. So and Pennsylvania hasn't really given, we're not on this 26th and July 3rd guideline yet. The other counties other than Philadelphia, we haven't heard yet, so we'll see.
Just find a way into the store and let them tell you that you shouldn't be there.
I am waiting for the malls to open. I still have so many returns.
Just as a clarification, Kathy, so if you're an anchor store with access from outside, you can go in, but the actual mall itself, like the King of Prussia Mall, is not open. The actual mall.
Right.
Okay. All right.
My Target is an anchor store at the Springfield Mall, and it's open, and it's been open. But, like, when I go in there and I look through, like, the little fencing area into the mall, it looks so sad.
So sad, right?
Yeah. You're like, oh, man, there's lids.
I drove by
so many lids,
so many hats,
so many hats that people aren't wearing. Yeah. I drove by the outlets, and it looked like a movie. Like, it was, desolate. Yeah. It was a little, cloudy that day. I'm like, oh, God, that looks eerie.
But then I saw Sbarro, and I was like, oh, the last time I was there, the girl, let these people in front of me, they're her friends, her little high school friends. I waited in line for 4 minutes, and then they let
a carjacking suspect in New York City led police on a pursuit from New Jersey to into Pennsylvania while sitting on the victim, according to police. Wow. It began at 1:15.
Wait, I want to hear the Sbarro story because it had all the makings of a taut Robert Ludlum novel.
No, we've moved on.
Okay. It began around 1:15 on Thursday at the CVS located at 1600 Olden Avenue in Ewing, Mercer County. Police said two women in their 60s were in the parking lot of the store when they were approached by 31-year-old Tomez Dymack of Astoria, who was reportedly panhandling. Police said that the 66-year-old female driver from Trenton gave Dymack a dollar after he asked for money. He apparently wasn't happy with the amount, so he forced the driver, the car door on the driver's side open. The passenger ran into CVS for help. As Dymack sat on top of the driver, the 66-year-old woman was trapped, and Dymack drove off from the scene. Two witnesses at the CVS saw what unfolded and got into their cars. They called 911 as they followed the vehicles. With the victim underneath him, Dymack went speeding onto North Olden Avenue towards Trenton. Thanks to the witnesses following Dymack, Ewing police caught up with the stolen vehicle at the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission on Stockton Street. When the suspect saw an officer approaching, he got back onto Route 1 in Pennsylvania. Ewing police attempted to pull over the driver, but the chase continued. The victim tried to fight back, making several attempts to slide her foot under the suspect's leg to hit the brake. Investigators said Dymack hit a signpost, causing a flat tire. He was apprehended on Lincoln Highway and Tyburn Road in Falls Township after a brief foot chase. Police said the 66-year-old woman was checked out by medics and was not injured in the incident. Dymack also has outstanding warrants in New York.
Could you imagine you're this woman trying to figure out what the hell you're going to do with
what
this dude sitting on her?
Yeah. And I mean, that's a pretty good distance to have
sure
somebody
is.
Sitting on you while speeding on the highway.
And she's thinking, we're going to die in this car.
Yeah. All right. In sports this morning.
Bell sacks are yummy.
After the news on Wednesday that Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred and the MLBPA head Tony Clark met in person to discuss a proposal of 60 games at full prorated pay, the players' union countered by proposing a 70-game season. The players' proposal also calls for a split of postseason revenues. The midpoint of 65 games is the length many expected for the 2020 regular season. It is expected that the two sides can reach an agreement in the coming days, which would mean that the season would start on July 19th and teams would be in training camps by the end of June. And Dr. Anthony Fauci says football teams might need to copy plans by the NBA and the MLS for a bubble format or consider not playing a 2020 season because of the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease and a key member of the White House Task Force on the Virus, says football players would need to be isolated from others and tested regularly.
I think you should make Fauci the designated quarterback for all the teams because he would know better where to place the ball on the field to maintain proper social distance.
testing, right?
In an interview with CNN, Dr. Fauci said, unless players are essentially in a bubble, insulated from the community, they are tested and tested nearly every day, it would be very hard to see how football is able to be played this fall. If there is a second wave, which is certainly a possibility and which would be complicated by the predictable flu season, football may not happen this year. And that's what I have for you this morning.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And welcome to your friends' Presidency Radio program, a Friday morning and all its Friday glory. We have an open slate today, so therefore we haven't done a contest in a little while.
No.
And we have some stuff to give away, so we are going to do that today, right?
Yes, sir. I'm so looking forward to it.
Spend some time. We're going to play Bass Ackwards, which is the really stupid, I say things backwards, and you try to figure out what I'm saying.
So. It's quickly become a crowd favorite.
I'm getting better at it, too.
You know what? I took a little step into it a little while ago.
You did.
I mean, when we're on air, and then you complimented me on my abilities. So it's kind of fun when you nail it.
It's like when Casey and I were in here recording these yesterday, and we would listen to it, play. I would say it forward, play it backwards, hear what the phonetics were. I would write it down, and then I would say it in that phonetic way. And then we would play it backwards, and when we would hear it, we would just get so excited.
I can understand that. I knew you guys were doing that. I stayed in the office because I want to play.
Okay. Yeah.
As you do it today. Yeah.
I'm going to have to start calling you First Take Elliot, right?
I was nailing it a few times on the first take, so.
It's like you learned that day at the Sparrows.
Yeah
right.
I don't even want to go back there.
I know.
Mentally, I will totally go back to Sparrows because I love their pizza. But mentally, I don't want to go back to that day.
The pizza's very good, and the pasta is pretty good.
I gotcha. No sad, bro. It is Friday, and we're happy about that.
No sad, bro. It's Friday.
We're giving away our Word of the Week prize this morning, and we can do whatever we want to today. So that's what we aims to do. We're going to take a quick break, come back in a second, and I have a whole lot of entertainment stories, stupid questions, stuff to give away when we get back. We'll return shortly.
Like the Preston and Steve Show podcast? Check out MMR's other audio on demand at WMMR.com or on the MMR mobile app.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, stupid question this morning. We're going to give away a digital download, the action-packed thrill ride. Sniper Assassin's End. And coming up in entertainment news, I have a story concerning Kobe Bryant. So I'm going to do actually a question about him and one you should definitely know being in this vicinity. Who was Kobe Bryant's high school prom date in 1996?
Yeah.
Easy one. 215-263-WMMR. All right. Who was Kobe Bryant's high school prom date 1996? I'm going to go some birthdays, go through them. Today is Friday, June 19th. First of all, Juneteenth, Emancipation Day.
Yes.
Today, by the way, and a lot of celebrity birthdays as well. Paula Abdul celebrates her birthday. I've not seen that video yet, Steve. You said where she reenacted one of the, was it like Opposites Attract?
Yeah, I think it's Opposites Attract.
She did all the dance moves.
And they did a split screen. Well, actually, they have her crossover in front of herself, but it's her younger self in the video with the current Paula Abdul. And she's still got the moves.
I believe it. She's 57 today, by the way.
Yeah.
Felicia Rashad from The Cosby Show.
I know her.
Yeah, you do.
I'm in jail.
She's incarcerated, Lloyd. Or he's incarcerated.
We're all incarcerated in a matter of speaking.
Former wife of Ahmad Rashad, sister of Debbie Allen.
Yeah. So what was her name before she married Ahmad Rashad?
I don't know.
Felicia.
Was it Felicia Allen? Because her sister is Debbie Allen. I don't know.
Possibly.
I don't know which one. I don't know if they used any stage names or what their birth names were. Or
Felicia Schwarzenegger.
Okay. How old is she?
She is 71 today.
I've always liked her. She's, though, in the two things I really know her from, they're both Cosby related.
Yes. Was The Cosby Show and then whatever that follow-up
was. The one on CBS,
yeah,
where he was kind of like an Archie Bunker character.
Yep. So she's 71 today. Then you have Kathleen Turner.
Oh, wow.
Celebrates her birthday. She was in our studio, and she was awesome.
Frieda Felcher.
That's right, Frieda Felcher.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot in the sequel they kept referencing her as a man.
And how cool of her to go along with that.
Yeah.
Because even she, you know, she knows that she's very manly sounding and. But the fact that she played off of that says she's very self-deprecating.
But remember, she was the voice of Jessica Rabbit. So at one point, she didn't sound manly. Just now, she does. Body Heat, Romancing the Stone, War of the Roses, a bunch of stuff. She's 65 today. Ann Wilson, I think one of the great rock singers, female rock singers of all time, of heart, celebrates her 69th birthday today. When she is really going for it in some of those songs.
She can belt it out.
And if you go back and listen to the earlier hard stuff, I mean, they were a rock force to be reckoned with,
I think. Called the female Zeppelin.
Rightfully so.
This song in particular is about a time she took a trip to Sparrow's.
Oh, no. I feel her pain.
So she celebrates.
A guilty pleasure, this song.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, all this one for me, I was young and there was a music video and there was tons of like big cleavage in it. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I thought you'd play like Barracuda or something like that. But anyhow.
Oh, no.
Ann
no,
is 69 today. So happy. There you go. Happy birthday to her. I need to move on. There's a lot, man.
Come on.
Robin Tooney, The Craft, Marissa's favorite, Empire Records.
Yeah.
She is 47 today.
She was also on the first season, two seasons of Prison Break, which is a really good show.
Actor Hugh Dancy, he's been here before.
Yeah.
He is married to Claire Danes, lucky him. But he's been in movies like Hannibal, Ella Enchanted, Confessions of a Shopaholic, and so on. He's 44 today. Zoe Saldana. Now, I was taking, you know, obviously very familiar with her, but she is the Comic-Con queen.
Oh, my God.
Because Star Trek, not only Star Trek, but the Marvel Universe, but Guardians of the Galaxy, Avatar.
Yeah.
All those she needs to do is cross over into Star Wars, and she's got all the bases covered.
Major franchises of those. So who's your favorite of those? I got to say, Guardians is so cool.
Yeah.
Gamora.
Thank you. I was trying to think of her name. But yeah, I think of all the characters, I like that one the best. But she's gorgeous. And as Uhura,
she's fantastic.
Fantastic. The relationship between her and Spock,
which came out of nowhere.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it is hilarious. There's a scene in the original Guardians where she goes up a ladder.
Yeah.
Or stick. Oh. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. There's also a scene, Steve, in one of the Star Trek movies where they're kind of, she and Spock are having a tiff. And
In the elevator.
Yeah, in the elevator. Yeah. And Kirk goes, are you guys having a fight? He goes, what is that even like? I love it. So she is 41 today. Paul Dano, another guy who's been here in our studio before. There Will Be Blood. That is a weird freaking movie.
It is a great movie for 98% of it, and then a super weird movie at the end of it. But the performances are excellent, and he's going to be in the new Batman.
Oh, is he a villain?
Yeah, he's a villain.
He's
the Riddler.
Yep.
No way.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect. We thought I thought he was going to be dark and brooding, but he was a really nice guy.
He was a good dude. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's in press. If you ever have the chance to watch Escape from Dannemora, he plays one of the prisoners that escapes from the prison, and he's so damn good in it.
Okay. He turns 35 today, Paul Dano. Brian Head Welch, the guitarist of Korn.
We've had him in our studio.
We have, That's not him, but that is from Korn.
Why is that pan to the right?
I don't know. It does sound.
Is it pan to the right?
Yeah.
Let me hear it again.
Something's wrong with it. But
we need to fix our Korn.
He's celebrating his 50th birthday today, so a big one for Brian Head Welch. And a big one in the Elliott household.
Huh?
My youngest son, Carter, is 18 years old today.
Whoa!
Yes, it's pretty wild. So, to celebrate, the first gift he's going to get this morning is from Casey. Casey sent him porn.
Yeah. Oh.
Not yet. No, I sent it for your approval. But
he asked if it was okay, and I'm like, he's an adult.
He's an adult
you
now.
Can, actually, you can do that. So, it's not... graphic.
It's two girls in a cup.
It's just a picture.
It's not too graphic. I heard this morning.
Boner or no boner?
Yes. Yeah.
Send him the boner. It's fine. Yeah. Whatever. It's a man and a woman together. Yeah. Why are we playing this?
Because he loves Queen.
All right. Yeah. Excellent. Good call. So a very happy birthday to my baby boy.
It's funny how the different your and I think it happens probably a lot of times with multiple kids. They become a Whitman sampler. There's all... you have different types represent. They're all great kids, but they're all different. So Absolutely. Different in their own ways.
Yeah, they're very, very unique. And he's right now, he's our farmer.
Yeah.
That's been his thing. So
I love that kid. Man.
He's awesome. He takes on whatever he gets into, he gets into deep. All right. Let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. Who was Kobe Bryant's high school prom date in 1996? 215-263-WMMR. Why do I even say the number? There's callers already up here. Hi, Brian. You're on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, jabronis.
Hey, that's a cool word. Who was Kobe's prom date in 1996?
It was Brandy.
Brandy, yeah.
Brandy.
Who at the time was, like, on the top of the charts.
Mega, mega.
So, Brian, hang on. We're going to give you a digital download of the action-packed thrill ride Sniper Assassin's End, starring Chad Michael Collins and Tom Berenger. Legendary sniper Thomas Beckett and his son, Special Ops sniper Brandon Beckett, are on the run from the CIA, the Russian mercenaries, and Yakuza-trained assassins. And it's available now on digital Blu-ray and DVD, and that's from Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. A lot to get to. Danny Masterson's accusers are speaking out after that 70s show actor was charged with forcibly raping three women in incidents that occurred between 2001 and 2003. Four women who filed a lawsuit against Masterson and the Church of Scientology in August allege that he and the church stalked and attempted to silence their accusations, and they are now speaking out.
You had kind of suggested that when the story first broke that they were probably going to try to throw everything they had at these women.
Yeah.
And apparently that's what happened.
Yeah. So in a statement, in a joint statement, I assume they told people, since we were victimized and raped by Danny Masterson, and knowing that we are not the only victims, all we have wanted was justice, accountability, and truth. Instead, we were subjected to continued harassment, embarrassment, and re-victimization by Masterson and the Church of Scientology, which has only worsened since they learned that we are cooperating with authorities. We're thankful that the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office is finally seeking criminal justice against Masterson after a three-year investigation. We are confident that the truth will be known and hope that the charges filed today are the first steps in this long journey of healing justice and holding those that victimized us accountable.
Not that this is a determination of credibility, but I'm just curious, at the time that these assaults took place, these rapes took place, did they go to the police? Do we know any of them?
Don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. The DA tells people that Masterson is accused of raping three women on separate occasions at his home. No charges have been filed against the church, by the way. Arraignment is set for September 18th. If found guilty, he could face up to 45 years in prison.
All right.
Speaking of Kobe Bryant, Vanessa Bryant has introduced the Kobe and Gianna Bryant Helicopter Safety Act, a bill outlining safety measures that she hopes will save many lives. According to TMZ, the bill was formally introduced by lawmakers yesterday and would require choppers that carry six or more people to contain important safety equipment, including a terrain awareness and warning system.
That was
that's
critical. Yeah, that would have saved their lives.
A flight data recorder and a cockpit voice recorder.
Yeah, so I remember after this had happened, Stephen Colbert had, he had done basically a little editorial on it because he had lost his a parent and a sibling in a plane crash. And he had said basically, like, you know, can we turn this into something positive and something good?
Right.
And I believe a flight data recorder was part of the ask there.
Bryant said in a statement, strongly urge the United States Congress to pass a federal law that would improve the safety of helicopters operating in this country. Said, I believe that there is a chance Kobe and Gianna would still be alive today if that helicopter had been equipped with the safety equipment required by this pending federal legislation. I believe these safety measures will save many lives. She's probably right.
Yeah.
As passengers traveling on aircrafts, we assume the proper safety measures are in order to prevent accidents from happening before we fly. It's unfortunate that this is not the case, and aircraft companies must do their part to protect lives. So they are trying to get this going. I'm not sure how long something like that
My guess it's going to go through pretty quickly.
Yeah, I would think so. So new dad Elon Musk is denying having a threesome with his ex, Amber Heard, and her pal, Cara Delevingne. We had mentioned this yesterday.
Why even deny it?
I know.
Just let it hang out there.
Seriously. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Who's hurt by that?
Even if it didn't happen.
Yeah. You decide?
Yeah. What do you think? You want to talk about it more? Let's talk about it.
The billionaire SpaceX.
You tell your friends about it.
SpaceX founder. Yeah, why don't you talk about the next part?
Talk about it when you meet with people. Bring it up. See what they say.
He told.
Why don't you post a survey on your Instagram account?
He told Page Six the fling never happened after new depositions were made public in Johnny Depp's defamation suit against Heard.
You'd have to have a super A game to stand up to that troika. When you have both them in the room, it would be virtually impossible.
In legal papers, Depp claims that the trio were involved in a secret three-way relationship in 2016, and that Heard's relationship with Musk began before she split with Depp in May of 2016.
He walked out of that bedroom and invented the Tesla.
But he tells Page Six that Depp is wrong on both accounts. He said, Kara and I are friends, but we've never been intimate. She would also confirm this. Also, I wish to confirm that Amber and I only started going out about a month after her divorce filing. I don't think I was ever even in the vicinity of Amber during their marriage.
Besides, both Amber Heard and Kara, they tend to be more with women, right?
I know that Kara does.
Yeah. But Amber as well.
Musk also recommended that everyone, everyone involved bury the hatchet and move on. Life is too short for such extended negativity.
Elon Musk is right.
He said nobody is going to say after it's all over that they wished the court battle had lasted longer. So that's his.
He wants to, and now his plans, obviously his sights are set on Mars, President. He would like to oversee the first threesome on Mars.
Okay.
So that's in the plan.
Who wouldn't want to oversee that? Kim Kardashian is continuing to push for criminal justice. Her latest, she will co-host a podcast about criminal justice on Spotify. It's according to multiple reports. She's teaming up with Lori Rothschild and Salvi, and together they will discuss her investigative work in Kevin Keith's case. Keith was convicted on three murders in 1994. He appealed the case multiple times. In 2018, the Ohio Supreme Court declined to hear the appeal.
Do you think you could listen to a podcast that had nothing but vocal fry in it the whole
God.
Time?
Oh, God.
No, you have to have some sort of visual to at least distract you from the sound of the voice.
And that's why she's better served by the visual stuff. I mean, here, we have a short clip of her. Well, I can't play it because my board is frozen up here. But even in that small clip I have of her saying thank you.
Thank you. She is currently studying to become a lawyer, as we all know. But she keeps herself busy in other ways, too. Primarily by stymieing her siblings' parenting goals. The 39-year-old shared a shot of herself enjoying what looks like sugary pastries with her 10-year-old nephew Mason, son of her older sister Courtney, and she captioned it, "When I babysit, ...
She's a scamp.
So cute.
The mother of three.
I'm giving them food they shouldn't have. I'm a bad aunt.
She follows the keto diet and has said before that she cooks gluten and dairy free for her three kids.
She doesn't cook anything.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. She previously shared a few years ago, the kids and I did muscle testing and found out that we have sensitivities to both gluten and dairy. After speaking with my doctor and doing some research, I decided to try a gluten and dairy free diet.
I was out with somebody one time who wanted to get their children some donuts, and their wife does not allow the kids to basically eat anything that tastes delicious. So
that tastes delicious.
So he basically told, he goes, "I'm going to blame this on you," and it wasn't even my idea. He's like, And so I was like, that's fine. I don't care. I'll take all the heat. Because if he brought donuts home for the kids, he'd be like, why did you do this? But it was like, oh, man, Casey bought these donuts for the kids.
I know. Listen, it's absolutely essential to eat properly. And you want to, when you're kids, you want to develop properly and have your But if you got to have a donut.
Oh, we've eventually just turned to eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
Eat what you want. There will come a day when you really care about it. And right now is not that time. So go ahead.
By the way, what's muscle testing?
I don't know.
Deadlifts?
Deadlifts. I don't know, Kath. Maybe it's
I want to clean and jerk 600
I want to do it. She said it determines
Sensitivities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Legit? I want to do it.
You can do like a DNA test that will sort of, not sort of, it'll tell you exactly like what you're supposed to eat in your diet, like, 60% carbs and
the blood test.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all the rage right now.
Talk to Dr. Mike. I'm sure he'll find it for you. Hey,
text him right now.
Jennifer Lawrence has been one of the legendary celeb holdouts against social media. She finally joined Twitter. She's never been on Twitter.
Why?
Her handle I'll tell you, it's for a good cause.
All right.
Her handle is at @JLawrence_rep_us. It's in a bid to fight racism and injustice. In her first tweet, she shared a video from Represent Us, an organization that Lawrence sits on the board of, featuring actor Omar Epps, discussing the high percentage of black men in jail in the U.S. And her second tweet featured a statement from her regarding Breonna Taylor's death. As many recall, she was a black woman who was killed by police in her own home in March. And she noted that the officers involved in Taylor's death have not been charged. Lawrence wrote, as a Louisvillian, she's from Louisville, Kentucky, mm-hmm. As a human being, I cannot be silent. I join all those who are speaking out against this grave injustice, calling upon Attorney General Daniel Cameron to take immediate action to hold those responsible for her death accountable. So she's... That seems to be now how long before she's posting selfies and stuff like that.
About a week.
Yeah. So she's finally, she's one of the long holdouts on social media.
But I wonder, there's got to be celebrities that have not entered into that fray at all.
Yeah. You know what? I'm sure it's an easy search to find out who's not on social media.
Probably the older ones.
Let me get to a couple of other stories here. Rosario Dawson and Senator Cory Booker are moving in together. The 41-year-old star and her 51-year-old politician boyfriend have been separated by the pandemic.
Look at, I have a wagon wheel coffee table.
Yeah.
Okay.
She told Kevin Smith at the Jay and Silent Bob reboot pop-up in L.A., I haven't seen him since February. He's by himself going between Newark and D.C., and I'm actually in the process of moving, by the way. I'm going to New Jersey, and I'm moving to Newark. It's time. We were thinking about moving in together anyway, but especially during all of this, it's been really intense. They've been dating since 2018, so they're going to move in together. I have news of hair.
Oh!
Yes, I do.
On a Friday.
Julianne Hough is having a hard time following her split from Brooks Laish. Is that how you say his name, Nick?
Like him. It's Brooks Laish.
So a source tells Us Weekly, Julianne is not doing great right now and feels like her brunette hair is a reflection of her feelings. The insider explains she's super upset.
Super?
Aww. Yeah, super upset. I know. The Dancing with the Stars... not contestant. She was a judge.
She was a professional.
Judge.
Yeah, yeah.
Was she a judge for a while, too?
Yes, she was.
Shared her darker locks on social media, which followed a brief flirtation with pink hair.
Oh, my God. She's a mess.
There she is. Yeah, she's going crazy.
She'll get through this, though. Yeah. By the way, my wife is getting her first... she's going to the salon today
she
for
is?
The first time.
Where? Yeah. What salon's open?
I believe it's... I don't know.
Is it in? It's
a place there where they cut hair, though. I know that.
So there's one that's open?
I think so.
Well, listen,
an appointment. Yeah.
I had a friend who drove all the way to Delaware to get her hair done because Delaware, their salons are opened.
Okay. She's getting her hair did. Let's see. What else do I have here for you? Gene Kennedy Smith, the last surviving sibling of President John F. Kennedy, who played a key role in the Northern Ireland peace process as U.S. ambassador to Ireland, passed away on Wednesday. She was 92 years old. Smith was the eighth of Joe and Rose Kennedy's 9 children, who also included Senator Robert and Ted Kennedy. Former President Bill Clinton, who appointed Smith as ambassador yesterday, called her a tireless champion of peace, inclusion, and dignity. Smith's husband, Stephen Edward Smith, died in 1990, by the way. So she's the last of that
Kennedy brood.
Yep.
And there was a lot of them.
9 of them.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. This I had to share with you guys. So the pandemic has changed so much, including how the CBS soap opera, The Bold and the Beautiful, has been filming their love scenes. Kathy, listen to this because I know you're a soap fan, or you were at least. The show is resuming filming after shutting down amid the outbreak in March. And Bradley Bell, the show's head writer and executive producer, says in an effort to keep cast and crew safe, they've decided to use a blow-up doll in their lovemaking scenes.
No, stop it.
What?
I mean, they're...
Because the soaps are filled with that stuff.
I know, but they kind of parodied it a little bit on Saturday Night Live a couple of months ago.
It was hilarious, Preston. So, like, when somebody would reach out to touch someone else, you'd see, like, a 6-foot plastic arm come out.
So, Belle told the New York Post, we put our heads together trying to figure out a way to make these scenes work without breaking the 8-foot distancing rule.
God.
And we brought out a doll that we used years ago as a corpse. And we posed it, and it was really very convincing. It's a great doll, and we'll be using her with hair and makeup. as a stand-in to match some of our leading ladies.
All right.
They said they're also looking into using the real-life spouses of actors as stand-ins for kissing and other intimate
shots.
Why not?
Bad.
Right?
And then they could use one of those auto sucks, right?
Yeah.
But I bet you they have to pay them.
Probably.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Give them like temporary union, waivers or something
that. What if the particular spouse doesn't quite live up to the soap opera man or woman?
Yeah, right?
All right, I'll do it.
Right.
You know what? I was surprised to actually see. I didn't realize there was still a soap opera on TV. When I was working from home, I turned the TV on in the middle of the afternoon and I was like, this is still on?
Yeah.
I thought they were all gone.
No.
I didn't realize that some are still airing.
I think there are at least... Are there two or three?
I don't know.
Okay. The only thing I know is I've put on one of the network stations like before 4 o'clock, like right before four in that 3 o'clock hour, and there's a soap opera.
There's a soap opera.
I haven't paid close enough attention as to what it is.
General Hospital's still on. I know
is
that.
It?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Chrissy Teigen's friends could be real boobs after she opened up about having her breast implants removed last week. Her pal surprised her with a cake comprised of a tombstone and icing breasts.
Wait, they got her a cake. Why? Because...
She had her breast implants removed last week.
Oh, because she had her breast implants removed.
Yeah. So Megan McKenzie and Luke Dillon were the thoughtful duo behind the cake. She shared pictures on her Instagram story. So, yeah, I guess she got those suckers taken out. And you know what? We should probably... it's Friday, bro. Oh,
yeah, you know what that means.
Movies are opening up. So... All right, 7500 opens this weekend. It stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt, rated R. And it is a drama. I guess it's a drama.
It's a drama.
Drama slash action.
Yeah.
So it looks like, here's the description. Looks like a routine day work for Tobias, a soft-spoken young American co-pilot on a flight from Berlin to Paris as he runs through the pre-flight checklist with Michael, the pilot, and chats with Goki, his flight attendant girlfriend.
How are things back there, Goki?
I guess it's how you spell it.
Yeah.
I would say it. G-O-O with the dots with the umlaut over it and then K-C-E, so whatever. But shortly after takeoff, terrorists armed with makeshift knives suddenly storm the cockpit, seriously wounding Michael and slashing Tobias's arm. And,
yeah, this is Goki. We got some terrorists back here.
And then all kinds of craziness happens. He's got to figure out what to do. So that is opening today.
It actually looks pretty good.
It got a 61% of Rotten Tomatoes so far. Also opening is You Should Have Left. And it stars Kevin Bacon and Amanda Seyfried. It's rated R. It's a horror, mystery, and suspense film. And the synopsis is Theo Conroy is a successful middle-aged man whose marriage to his much younger actress wife, Susanna, is shredding at the seams, frayed by her secretiveness, his jealousy, and the shadow of his past. In an effort to repair their relationship, Theo and Susanna book a vacation at a stunning remote modern home in the Welsh countryside for themselves and their six-year-old daughter, Ella. What at first seems like a perfect retreat distorts into a perfect nightmare when Theo's grasp on reality...
Dazzle, dazzle, dazzle. Dazzle, dazzle, flazzle, hazzle, buzzle.
Did you hear that?
Rizzle, blazzle, dazzle, frizzle.
I keep hearing something gibberish. That was a man in a sweater at the window.
Theo, calm down. There's nothing out there. So it's a perfect nightmare when Theo's grasp on reality begins to unravel and he suspects that a sinister force within the house knows more than he or Susanna have revealed even to each other. Yeah, so You Should Have Left. It got a 48% score so far on Rotten Tomatoes. And then the last one is called Miss Juneteenth. And it stars Nicole Beharie and Kendrick Sampson. It is not yet rated. It is a drama. And the synopsis is Turquoise Jones is a single mom who holds down a household, a rebellious teenager, and pretty much everything that goes down at Wayman's Barbecue and Lounge. Turquoise is also a bona fide beauty queen. She was once crowned Miss Juneteenth, the title commemorating the day slaves in Texas were freed 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. Life didn't turn out as beautifully as the title promised, but Turquoise, determined to right her wrongs, is cultivating her daughter, Kai, to become Miss Juneteenth, even if Kai wants something else. And it has a 98% score on Rotten Tomatoes so far. So those are your movies for this weekend.
It's always, I mean, it, you know, stuff's going to start kicking back in mid-July. They're going to start releasing movies to theaters. We've been in a little bit of a drought right now, but the fact that there are three new movies opening up is pretty cool.
Yep. All right, and we got clips.
Yay!
Inspired by the 2018 romantic comedy Love, Simon, comes a new series, Love, Victor, which follows another teenage boy struggling with his sexual orientation. In this clip, star Michael Cimino identifies a specific group of viewers that he hopes will watch the show. Here we go.
In particular, straight parents who have a queer child who need perspective, I feel like should be watching this show because it offers a perspective like, oh man, I might be doing that to my kid. Kind of like inhibiting them from being the person that they need to be. Straight parents will learn a lot from this.
Yeah! Season one of Love, Victor is now available on Hulu. Here is the next clip. All right, it is a seductive immortal man who is challenged by a young woman in this dangerous gift in the TV series Nosferatu, but it's spelled N-O-S-4-A-2,
uh-huh.
The number four. And in this clip, star Zachary Quinto explains what persuaded him to join the show. Here we go.
I had some resistance to it at first because it's sort of in the wheelhouse of other stuff I've done over the years. Then I read the script. Ultimately, that drew me in, combined with the opportunity to really transform into a different character. And I felt like all the people that were coming on board were really on the same page. And that doesn't always happen.
The second season of Nosferatu.
Oh, my God. I thought it was the premiere.
Yep. I don't know. Premieres Sunday at 10 on AMC. You know anything about this? I haven't heard anything.
All I know is
that
I saw the coming attractions for what I now know is season two, yeah. And I was intrigued by it. So I guess if I want to watch it, I have some catching up to do.
I love Zachary Quinto.
Yeah.
I assume it's about a vampire.
It looks otherworldly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. All right. And there you go. That's the entertainment report for the day, the week, my friends.
End your life.
We are going to take a break. We're going to come back in a few moments. We're going to play a game this morning. We're going to play Bass Ackwards, which is it's a fun game to play. And hopefully you'll have a chance to win some stuff coming up in a tad bit. But in the meantime, stay put.
Stay put.
We'll sit shot here. Put. You sit stay there. Put. And shot put. We'll be back in a moment.
Stay.
Dear old dad. Here's to the man who traded his kick-ass sports car for a minivan, his beer bong for diaper duty, and those idle weekends on the couch for futile furniture assembly. This weekend, in honor of all the dads who rock, 93.3 WMMR celebrates Father's Day with a Daddycation weekend. Call or text in your request for your pop, dad, the old man, or whatever you call the guy who raised you right. Daddycations from 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
What is happening, or at least yesterday, I know, Kathy, you posted a picture on social media of Home Goods.
Yeah, I put it on my Instagram stories, and it was the most comments I think I've ever gotten on a story. I posted a picture of Home Goods, just the outside of Home Goods with the door wide open, with Heaven is a Place on Earth playing behind the music playing behind it.
Which one, Kath?
I went to the Bluebell location. I was actually texting with Deanna Durenti, as a friend of mine over at NBC 10, and she was
texting me too.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
yeah. So she was doing the story, and she's like, "Hey, did you go?" And I was like, "No, I actually didn't know they were opening yesterday."
You didn't?
No, I did not know that they were opening yesterday. They kind of kept it quiet. They didn't announce this is the day that we're opening.
Okay.
I'm not really sure if that was done on purpose or not, but yeah, they opened Home Goods, TJ Maxx, and Marshalls.
And Marshalls, yeah, it's all under the same umbrella. Kath, I mean, listen. Even I like Home Goods. Even I will walk through
Home
Goods.
I like it too.
I will walk through there with nothing to buy, and I'll walk out with a giant giraffe.
Yeah. I know. That's the thing. Same here. It seems like a good idea to get what they have on sale, but
you don't know what to do with it when you get home.
Mm-hmm.
Question.
I haven't been. Oh, no, no, please.
No, it's okay. Go. I was just going to say, what kind of responses were you getting? You said you got more responses than any other post.
You know, like the praying hands, the heart, the, you know, people laughing at my cart, and people saying, one girl commented and she said, I bought a house. And she goes, I don't even think there was a reason to buy the house because Home Goods wasn't open yet. So she's like, I'm so excited to go back and shop. And like I said, I had nothing to get. I didn't need anything. I don't know.
Well,
just
you said
went.
You like going there.
I love going there.
Can I just venture a guess, Kathy? And I can understand this. Aren't you sometimes just in a bizarre way provided a sense of comfort by knowing it's there and open?
And open, seriously.
There are some stores that are that way for me. And we've been in such a cocoon sort of existence for the past couple of months that the things that you are just sort of that I'm gonna go and kill some time there. That has been erased from your schedule options.
Oh, absolutely.
To have that return, to also know that people are getting back to work, and also that they're, you know, getting out and about. That is a wonderful thing. And if that's represented as a conduit through this store,
through shopping.
I have to admit, I don't think I've gone there much. And from what you all are saying, I need to explore the store.
Listen,
yeah,
it's like going to a music store for me, like going to Sam Ash. Mm-hmm. I don't need to buy anything.
Just to walk around.
I get kind of excited being around all of that stuff.
Well, and the
worldwide stereo for me.
Say,
I could just literally go and kill time.
Yeah. So the lines yesterday, there were a lot of reports that there were lines outside of these stores. So I saw the Marshalls in Conshohocken. There was a line outside for pretty much most of the day. I drove by a few times. And there were people waiting. There's certain Home Goods that are better than others, you know, bigger locations.
Right.
That some that are attached or near a TJ Maxx and a Marshalls as well.
Radnor Home Goods is nicer.
So the Home Goods out in Doylestown, the line was out the door, wrapped around like the strip mall out there.
So that's the one where Deanna was. She was the one in Doylestown, Deanna from NBC 10. She, at least that's what she texted me. She was filing a report for the news.
I think she was in, she was actually in Montgomeryville.
Okay. And then she said that, you know, she was working. She was filing this report and she ended up buying stuff that she didn't need anyway. But Kathy, it occurs to me, like, to improve the status of the economy, they just really needed to release you back into the wild.
Seriously?
This text says they didn't call you, Kathy.
I can't believe that I didn't get like some sort of press release.
Alert something.
It was exciting for me to hear it though, and to see people reacting that way. I you were saying in the news there things are now like I was unaware that we're at a level where other things are opening up, and that's very encouraging.
Yeah. So the anchor stores at the malls opened this week. I believe it was on Monday.
So the main anchor stores of like KOP would be your.
Macy's, Nordstrom.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Lord & Taylor.
Any store that has an access from the outside, right?
Yeah, the big stores.
Yeah, the big stores.
Neiman Marcus.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so they opened this week, and then in New Jersey, I believe they opened on Wednesday, and New Jersey's already announced that they're going on June 29th, where the shopping malls would be able to open. Governor Wolf is expected to announce today when we will move into the green phase, so maybe we'll know more about later today.
But we're talking a matter of weeks, right?
That's
what it seems to be.
Hopefully. I mean, Jersey's going on June 29th. I think that we're hoping to go June 29th as well, maybe July 3rd.
All right. Okay. Kathy, I'm sorry to interrupt. Casey says, have you been to At Home? It's heaven. I have plans this weekend. Big.
What?
Plans.
I wonder what At Home. So I know that there's Home Sense. Like, I've been there. Let me look up.
What about Home Slice? You got to go to Home Slice. Steve, you really should go to Home Goods around Halloween. They're direct. The decorations for Halloween.
I'm all on board. By the way, people have been asking this year, and we don't know how it's going to look or whatever. But you bet your damn ass, I'm putting up all my Halloween stuff.
Sure. That cat jungle gym thingy that I brought over to your house.
Right.
I got that at Home Goods. That's like a $300 cat gym I got for like $90.
I'll have to check it out then. Yeah. I had no idea it was like that. Because I do like places like that where you can buy your giraffes.
So, present for you, it's the music store, Steve, for you, Worldwide Stereo. I think for me, believe it or not, even though I'm not that handy, it's the hardware store.
I'm down with that too. As of late, Home Depot and Lowe's.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, and True Value.
And I haven't had to suffer during the pandemic because most of them have stayed open.
Yeah.
So there's a Lowe's in Plymouth Meeting Metroplex, Kathy, and I've been going to that one. And then there's this place called Do It Best in Wayne, and I love those guys. And it's like, I'll go in there and browse. I don't need a damn thing, but it makes me feel slightly comfortable walking around.
By the way, the word browse doesn't get used enough. I think so? I love to browse.
It's like putt. Browse.
Right, putt.
Putt, and right.
Browse. I'm just putting right
I'm
now.
I'm browsing for some putt.
So you'll go in and browse?
Yeah.
And without the intention of buying anything and just see what's going on.
I did get a fire pit. And so that, I didn't need that.
Something small.
Well, there are a lot of people saying I was just browsing as their shopping cart is full of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But to that point, yeah.
That's funny that you say that because, like, I wouldn't even, like, I get bored in Lowe's. Like, I go for one specific thing. I really don't know where it is. I always have to ask somebody when I'm there, you know, where it is. And then I get out the door. So it's like complete opposite.
I don't browse at a hardware store. I do love a hardware store, and I'll walk around it. But anytime I step into one, I'm there with the intention of buying something. However, I do browse at TJ Maxx. I'm like, you know what? I got a couple of minutes to kill.
Because of the bargains?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm like, okay, well, I'm feeling a little fat today. Let me see if I can find a bigger shirt to wear. And I usually walk out with, you know, 20 pairs of socks or something.
That was the thing, too, that I didn't see anything reported, so I'm not sure. But it was rumored that they're actually putting stuff like additional sales on the stuff at Home Goods and TJ Maxx and Marshalls just to get it off of the shelves so they can restock because it's been sitting there. They don't do online stuff. So it's just been sitting there for a while.
Interesting. And they're going to have to clear out stuff.
Clear out stuff. And I did see yesterday a lot of the I was actually looking for a planter for my patio, and a lot of the planters had, you'll see the red tag means it's like on sale, and they all had red tags on them, so I guess part of it was true.
How much, so you are obviously, we're all fans, and we've all talked about shopping therapy and how it can just help you, and obviously we've been through a trying couple of months. Besides this, what else are you looking forward to do store-wise?
Oh, like shopping-wise? Yeah. I mean, I would say as far as the salons go.
The salons.
I want to go get my nails done.
Right.
Like 100%. That would be, I got my Home Goods fixed. Now I need to get my nails done.
Nails over hair?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. My nail salon was supposed to open to, I know.
I always love hearing you say that.
It just doesn't sound right, but it's the truth.
I mean, you know, as Delco as you are, it just doesn't.
But my nail salon, I was getting text messages. Yeah, I text with my nail technician. So what? She was telling me that they were opening up today. She's like, do you want to set your appointment now?
Well, some people are not going by the rules, and they are opening. So, I mean, it could, like, if Claire's getting her hair done, it just might be a salon that decided to open.
Yeah. My wife is excited because the wicker stores down the shore are opening up. So Cape May Wicker's on Route 9. She likes that. But there's another place that's, like, right as you get over the bridge into Wildwood.
How many wicker stores do you really need?
Hold on a minute. I'm not a shore goer, so I don't know what the wickers.
I don't know why it's a shore thing.
It's just like a Home Goods for the shore.
So it's a lot of wicker stuff.
A lot of wicker stuff, yes.
It's all like home decor for.
But well, it's not just all wicker stuff.
It's like some wicker couches are nice.
You're more of a tan kind of guy.
It's everything. You can go there and get holiday decorations if you want.
Wicker. Preston, wicker cups.
No, that's what I'm trying to say, Preston.
Goddamn
not,
things leaking all over.
Not made out of cute, wicker. They have regular stuff there.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, that wicker condom was scarring me up.
Yeah, when Pier 1 Imports was open, that was the wicker store. Everything was wicker.
I used to love Pier 1 Imports.
I hate that store.
You know, as much as a store like that you can't find anywhere is Restoration Hardware.
They have good stuff, but expensive stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Way overpriced.
Yeah. Here's a table for your keys. $500.
Exactly.
I think they closed a lot of their stores.
There was one right on Main Street, Manion, it was sprawling.
But that was a good browsing store.
The perfect browsing store. Spencer's is another, you know. But, I mean, if you're talking about a standalone, but it's hard to justify. I need oversized greeting cards with fat women on them. Yeah, so I go to Spencer's.
Yeah. That's where I get all of them.
Yeah.
Yes, Pier 1 is defunct, and I think Restoration Hardware closed most of their stores as well.
Okay. We want the funked. Sorry. Gotta have
everybody.
Everybody, come on now.
Some of it can stay in your head.
No.
By the way, I have Marissa grab this clip.
Hey, look at us. We're browsing. Hey.
What's that? Oh, is that Caddyshack?
No, it's from Easy Money.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole browsing scene where he's like, yeah, we're browsers. Yeah, we like to browse. My brother's a browser.
Hey, look at us. We're browsing. Hey.
You can grab a couple more from that, Marissa. Okay, well, there's that, too. So with now, how did you buy anything
of
at
course.
Home Goods? Okay.
Yeah,
well, you said you could go there and not buy anything. So,
I can go and just walk around, but no, I got a cart full of stuff that I don't need.
Okay. Fair enough.
It was exciting. It's again, that general sense of excitement is infectious. We have the weekend coming up and I know people are planning to go out and start to do this stuff. So as long as there's a moderate level of accessibility, this should be a pretty good weekend.
And I will say, if it's a representation of all of the home goods in the areas, the one that I went to in Bluebell, they had somebody outside as the carts were coming back, sanitizing the carts, like
good.
The handles on the carts. And then when you walked in, there was a separate employee who was
taking a stool sample.
No, stop. Oh. Who was specifically there to count people as they come in the store.
Yeah.
So there's obviously going to be, when they get to capacity, you'll have to wait outside. But she had a little clicker, and then as you left, she took the number off.
I got
you. Don't look like browsers.
I just need a break from Walmart because that's where we've been going.
That's all that's open.
Well, there's a Walmart nearby, and it's one of the only things that's been open consistently.
Preston.
And if there's something we need, it's like, I ain't got to go to Walmart. I just want to go somewhere different.
I live probably near the worst Walmart in on the planet.
Yeah.
It's the Wild West. It was bad before the pandemic.
Wait, which one is it? Cheltenham?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
But it's just so packed all the freaking time.
Yeah.
It's just a nightmare.
You don't want to go browsing in there.
What do browsers look like?
Maybe I'm half browser.
On his father's side. Nevertheless, I prefer that you do not browse any longer.
No, you can't browse. You can't even move. No,
I went to try to go to Walmart one time, and there was a line to get in, and I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to go to Target, because there's been no lines to get into Target.
Yeah.
I don't mind waiting in line once I'm in the store, but I don't want to wait in line just to get into a store.
Those lines to get into the store, at least when I've experienced it, now it's mainly been at the grocery stores, don't really seem to...
They don't last long.
It doesn't last long.
No, it moves quick.
Yeah, because number one, the line looks really long because everybody's 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
So once you let somebody in, that's, you're moving pretty quickly.
It's
you're crammed in. So I haven't had, the only really long line I had to wait in was at a grocery store, and that was in the checkout aisle, and it went all halfway around the store.
You went out to dinner last Friday.
Yes.
And how was that?
We went out
was
to
it
dinner
glorious?
Like we were 85 years old. We went out at 4 o'clock
right.
for dinner.
Love 4 o'clock dinners.
And we were the only ones there.
Did you do that so that you would be?
Part of the reason, just so we would, in case there was going to be a crowd, because we didn't know how the restaurants are just starting to open. We didn't want to go when it was packed.
It's also hard to get tables now because everyone is doing the mad rush to get back into it.
And because there's limited capacity.
Right.
We had Rob from Rouge In came by the other day and was like, look, we can only have like 12 people at a time.
Yeah.
Three tables of four. I think it was something like that, or maybe 16. He's like, so it's not much, but reservations have filled up immediately
of course.
Because of that.
There's a sushi place near where I live, and it's really good, and I've been ordering takeout from them a lot over the last 2 months, but they have now one table set up outside. There's sidewalk outside. It's kind of adorable.
It's something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was packed the other night with people waiting outside to get the takeout.
That table is packed.
Oh, no, I mean the people waiting outside to get the takeout, but the table was filled as well. And, people are just looking to do it,
Yeah, exactly. And you don't have to browse at a restaurant.
If these people can browse, we can browse.
Love browsing.
These are the creature comforts, the things that we love, and it just signals normalcy, getting there. But again, do everything you need to do to keep safe because you want it to keep going like this.
So what I really want to open up is a movie theater, and we've talked about that, and they're coming, and it's good.
Just a couple weeks.
Because it's not just going out and browsing, per se. Yeah. You're sitting down.
You do that. You walk from theater to theater, watch a little bit of it, and see if you want to stay and finish it off.
Show the lady we're browsing, sir. Wow. Hey, look at us. We're browsing.
You have something in a drama.
but to go and make a... because I like the old dinner in a movie.
Yeah.
Cliche.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's an evening. It's an event. So.
It's what we do as a nation. It's for many of us, that is the downtime. It's what you look forward to on the weekend.
Yeah.
So what's your first, now, as far as movie taverns and things of that nature, will they be, assume on the same schedule, right? You would just have the same limited access.
Well, movie theaters are like going to be one of the last places to open.
Right.
Yeah. Indoor entertainment is very slow.
Mid-July, I'm hearing.
So mid-July from the theater chains.
Also want to go roller skating. That's another
thing. Roller skating.
My daughter and I.
Have you ever gone to a roller movie?
Like every weekend we go roller skating.
You saw that article I sent you. They're impossible to find right now. It's really trendy, and you can't buy roller skates online. And if you do, it takes a long time for them to show up.
Bikes are also at a shortage as well.
We were talking about that. Yeah.
Bikes, bike racks.
Bike cruisers. I called a bike shop yesterday because my daughter wants a cruiser. Her birthday's on Monday. And the lady's like, yeah, we have a whole shipment of them sitting on a dock in China right now. We just can't get them here. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so this is for Philadelphia, but the activities that actually wouldn't restart even when they move to the green phase, these would basically, they'd be based on different parameters around all this, but it's casinos, restaurants with bars, indoor seating, large outdoor events, theaters, and indoor events such as conventions and conferences, as well as indoor social and religious gatherings of more than 25 people.
Hey, question about this, Kathy, because somebody texted in, and I agree wholeheartedly. They said they can't wait to go and get a massage.
That would be after my nails.
Spas open up.
I heard from a little birdie that Joseph Anthony is going to be opening up in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Well, that would be, so they can open once we move to the green phase. That's when the salons and the spas will be allowed to open.
They're prepping for it. They're getting ready.
They've been extensively prepping for it because my wife adores Joseph Anthony. And they're actually opening up. They'll have a new location in the Lowe's Hotel in city. Yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. No, I didn't know they were opening another one.
Yes, they are. You know, and of course, so many things, you remember, prior to all of it happening, there was a boom. There was just a lot of business, and things just came to a screeching halt. So things were like almost to the point of completion, and now they're starting to open up and follow through on that. Yeah, that's been finished for a while, but they haven't been able to do anything with it.
That would be my third thing, though, to go get a massage for sure.
All right, nice. Well, we're starting to move into that phase shortly, so.
And we talked about concerts and whatever limited... However that's going to be handled, it will be handled.
That stuff's way off because there's such advanced planning that has to take place. Yeah. So, and I've got coming up in music news later on, like the big Motley Crue, Joan Jett, Poison thing. They have already rescheduled it for next summer.
Yeah.
So I'll get the dates to you later on. Yes, Kate?
And what's this thing with the Disco Biscuits? They're performing at the Citizens Bank Park.
Empty Park, right?
Empty Park. Are they doing exactly what the Dropkick Murphys did? All right, so you can watch that concert online? All right.
Okay. Nice. So Home Goods opened up yesterday, and any tell of anything opening up today, Kathy? You've heard any rumors?
Governor Wolf is going to, hopefully today, they're thinking that he's going to announce the date, at least for when we move to the green phase where all this other stuff will reopen.
Gotcha. All right. Another thing on your item this weekend might be Father's Day. Obviously, it's on Sunday. It's looking like... The weather we were talking about yesterday, I thought initially it was going to be a rain out, but it's looking like scattered thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday, so it's going to be hit and miss here and there. So you're going to be able to get outside and enjoy yourself if you want to. But I did see this list, and maybe if some of this stuff opens up more by the weekend, or maybe you can find some of these things in Home Goods. But there was a Reddit thread from fathers and something they actually would like to receive as a Father's Day gift.
We talked about the standard things that are given, and so many times it's just sort of a thing that maybe dad doesn't want, but it's just an accepted father, like cologne.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's a couple of suggestions from these people who answered on this Reddit thread. I don't have the whole thing, but somebody said they want a Honda Monkey 125cc. I don't even know what that is.
That is a super fast monkey.
I don't know if it's a motorcycle or if it's a...
the slower monkeys are just unusable these days.
I don't really know.
It's one of those little mini bikes.
Oh, it's a mini bike.
Yeah.
Well, why do you want one of those? Get a real bike.
Wento's a big issue.
No, it's not that type, Steve. It's actually, it's just a smaller motorcycle. It's not like a teeny tiny one.
Oh, all right.
But that's...
Yeah,
that's cute.
Cute, man. I like that a lot.
Do you remember that scene?
I knew you were going to like that.
In Dodgeball, when the huge bodyguard is riding the little scooter.
Yep.
I don't know. As a, when you were a teenager, that had been something. Or you
totally.
Gotta get a mini bike. You got to get that.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not now.
Also, I like this. This is cute. One father said, 1 year, my teenage daughter gave me tape. Like 20 rolls of various types of tape, electrical, strapping, duct, fiber, gorilla, masking, etc., in various sizes, and I loved it. That's cute.
Tape?
I'd like something like that.
I'd thrown it right back in her face.
Another commenter said, this year I'm getting a ladder. Last year was a weed trimmer. Just things that make my life around the house a little bit easier.
If it is something that's targeted and you know that it's that they would like, you know, yes, you could get a tool, obviously.
Several years ago, I finally got to a level in my relationship with my wife that I could buy her appliances and things like that for gifts and not have it be insulting.
You have to make sure you're at that point.
Yes.
And I can do likewise. I always say to my wife, though, if it's a tool for the house or something like that or something that she needs, I'll do that. But and I know you do as well. You throw on something else as well that's a little bit more.
Yeah, one year she wanted a vacuum cleaner. I'm like, yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because that could backfire on me big time.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I definitely won. So I got
What is this?
I got her a shark.
You suck.
This guy said a new board game to play with my family. Aw. Another one
like
says,
Scattergories, Casey?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, listener Mike. Sent me Scattergories in the mail.
Really?
Mike from Virginia. Yeah.
Just, really?
Yeah, he's like, we don't use it anymore. Uh-huh. I asked him how much he wanted for it. He's like, no. He's like, you guys are the best. Thank you so much for the entertainment.
And he
just sent it to me. Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Wow.
Yeah.
All the pieces in there?
I don't know. I didn't check.
Okay. Maybe he sent you a bum. This is a bum version.
There's
of
a
it.
Dead rat in the box.
Oh, you've literally got it right here.
Yeah,
right.
It just came today. Yeah.
I didn't know what all parts come.
Oh, dude,
it's brand new.
It's brand new,
dude. Whoa.
The die is still dude. In it in a little package.
Yeah,
never opened.
Okay,
nice. All right. This gentleman says the expensive fishing lures I usually can't justify buying. That's what he likes to get.
How expensive do expensive fish? It's been years since I purchased fishing lures.
You got me, man.
I remember the expensive ones, Preston, used to be for trolling. They called them umbrella rigs.
Yes.
Right?
And
about. So the multiple lures that you'd troll behind a boat.
I remember one called a hula popper.
Yeah.
We used to use.
And that would spin, right?
No, it was a top bait. And then when you would yank it, it would go boing, boing, boing. It would make that noise, a hula popper. So here you go.
What?
No.
That says $438
for a...
Oh, no. Is it one? Is it 100 promo fishing?
Oh, 100 of them. Well, unless that's the name of it.
Unless it's the 100 promo fishing lure for $438.
Here, Steve, there's one called the Pond King Honey Hole.
Yeah.
I know the Honey Hole is something else.
The Honey Hole.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know the Pond King Honey Hole down the street.
Pond King Honey Hole. God, I remember her.
Yeah, Steve, these have got to be.
She lived in the pond.
These have got to be for bulk orders because it says 50 custom fishing, rattling, something or the other.
I remember my dad. I told you the story many times. He sent away for this lure. It's like, I think the Tony Assetto or something like that. This guy is the world champion of striped bass fish catching. This is the lure that'll bring in the big ones. Dad ties it up. We're surf casting.
Oh, I know it. Yep. Gone.
Disconnects, gone.
I love that.
Yep.
I love it.
My dad doesn't fish anymore.
Let's see. Here's another request for Father's Day. 2 hours of uninterrupted time to smoke a cigar and read a book. So that's kind of like what I was saying the other day. Just kind of leave me alone for a little while. Meaning not stay away
Let
from me.
Let me remember what it was like before you were here.
But just no responsibilities today. No.
I
staff.
Think that's probably the best gift you can give, to give a little bit of freedom from obligations, mm-hmm. from trying to pretend you love them.
This guy says socks. I seem to go through them much faster than I did as a kid.
There's some things that are just, I think, bad gifts. It's like giving underarm deodorant.
Right. I get like goofy socks for Christmas every year. Just some fun stuff.
Is a dinner part of a dinner out?
Dinner out, or they make dinner for you.
The biggest restaurant day of the year is Mother's Day.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah, because guys don't want to cook.
Well, I guess.
We're lazy.
Let's see. Then there's a bottle of my favorite vodka. So booze is always, you know, good for dad.
So what would be the number one booze? What would be the number one specific brand of booze you'd want to get?
Probably Whistle Pig Rye. It's my favorite whiskey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Either like
that
a gallon?
Or Blanton's, like a gallon. those are my two favorites. So
I've been drinking stateside a lot lately.
Stateside, the bourbon?
Vodka. No, the Stateside vodka.
I got the bourbon. It's good.
Did you? I haven't tried the bourbon yet.
Yeah, it's not, it's fairly mild, not okay. Meaning it's mild in booze, but its flavor is a mild.
Not as biting?
Bourbon, yeah. It's not all that smoky and biting, but it's good.
I have two different.
I had some last night.
Smoky and biting.
I had two different bottles of Stateside in two different freezers at home. So you walk into the house and you're like, oh.
Stateside is, they're great.
It's
good. They are great.
It's really good.
And then this last one on this list is a guy who said, honestly, what I want, bacon. Just a nice plate of bacon.
How about some turkey bacon?
So, in fact, Godshall's is here this morning, Steve. Great segue.
There you go.
And I have a six-pack of coupons good for six full-size packages of Godshall's turkey bacon.
Put that under the Father's Day tree.
And we'll take caller number six right now, 215-263-WMMR. And that's the perfect button to put on the end of this segment.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back in a second. We're going to get into the B-file. And we're also going to play a game this morning, my friend. We're going to play Bass Ackwards. If you don't know what that is, we'll explain in a little while. But we'll be back in just a sec. Stay with us.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks. Proudly supports the American Cancer Society Bikeathon.
Hey, it's Marcus. Cancer won't stop and neither will we. Join myself and Team WMMR on Sunday, August 9th for the 48th annual ACS Bikeathon. This year we're going virtual. The pedal power to finish the ride against cancer may look different, but the mission remains the same. Each Team WMMR rider gets a free team t-shirt, registration and complete details at WMMR.com, and check out our custom Team WMMR apparel providers, Bolay and Go Cycling. Team WMMR and the ACS Bikeathon, virtually unstoppable.
The ACS Bikeathon, another way 93.3 WMMR is putting Philly first.
Okay, stories from the B-File. They're ready to go. Here we have it for you now.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Suddenly, I'm in the mood for a margarita.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Casey just used his hand sanitizer that smells like...
Someone using hand sanitizer?
Tequila. I mean, it smells just like you opened a bottle of Cuervo.
It's probably what they put in there.
All right, so have you ever heard of a monkey being given a life sentence?
No.
It has happened. The Kenpur Zoo has a monkey that will remain behind bars for all of its life. The monkey, named Kalua, is a native of Mirzapur district. He has bitten over 250 persons in Mirzapur, of whom one died. Now, Kalua, here's a story about him. He was a pet monkey of a local occultist who would regularly give him alcohol to drink.
That's not his fault.
And over a period of time...
My story is a complex one.
The monkey became alcoholic. And when the occultist died, Kalua stopped getting liquor and became aggressive.
There were days that were so bad I didn't even feel like flinging my own crap.
Yes. But throw some Thunderbird at him.
Then I'm good.
Yeah. As he went on a biting spree and he created terror, forest and zoo teams were called in to catch the monkey. After several efforts, Kalua was caught and brought to the...
I'm king of the world!
Kenpur Zoo. The zoo doctor, Mad Nasir, said that we kept him in isolation for some months and then shifted him to a separate cage. There has been no change in his behavior, and he remains as aggressive as he was. It has been there 3 years since we brought him here, but now it has been decided that he will remain in captivity all his life. The monkey.
So he'll be in a zoo.
Exactly. The monkey. The monkey is 6 years old, and the zoo doctor said that it.
It's a travesty of justice.
That if he was set free, he would harm people wherever he went. Kalua is not even befriended by his cage keeper.
Oh man! Yeah. Come on! Yeah. Can someone reach out to him?
All I need is a little love.
A man with an apparent machete tattoo on his face.
Whoa!
Was accused. In a machete attack that took place over the weekend Florida.
He was telegraphing it, really.
The victim, an adult male, was taken to a hospital and survived but cannot use or move his left hand. Justin Arthur Allen Couch was arrested Tuesday.
How big is this machete tattoo, Preston?
It's like this.
His full cheek?
Yeah, his full cheek.
All right.
It's under his eye.
Yeah.
The man said that, by the way, Justin Couch was charged with aggravated battery. The man said Couch struck him in the arm and leg with the flat side of the machete's blade as they argued Saturday night outside the victim's home.
So we're looking at the guy. The guy is actually a good-looking guy. if he were just to remove that dumb machete tattoo and not be insane, of course.
It's not a good tattoo either.
No.
The victim told authorities Couch then swung the machete at the victim's face. In order to block the strike, the victim quickly placed his left arm in front of his face, and the victim's left forearm was struck with the blade of the machete.
This all would have turned out differently had he had a pillow tattoo.
Right. You imagine going, I want to get a machete.
Yeah.
Under my eye here.
Okay.
What can you do?
They should have, I think most tattoo parlors should have, some sort of therapist or crisis counselor.
Talk to them.
To talk to them a little bit. Is that something you really want?
Or, you know, listen, they have these like...
Why don't we tattoo your butthole?
They have temporary tattoos. Like maybe, hey...
Try it out for a while.
Do the temp tattoo first.
Why wouldn't you do that, Casey, right? Yeah. See how it's received in public. And then you can start
see how
hacking.
You even like it.
Right.
The victim felt severe pain and then passed out after he was struck. He told deputies that Couch later took him to a friend's house and that this friend drove him to the hospital. The argument reportedly began after Couch didn't want to let the victim inside his home for an unknown reason. This is interesting. The Maryland Lottery says that a single store sold 24 top prize winning tickets for a bonus match 5 drawing.
24?
Yeah. Lottery officials said the Spring Ridge Exxon in Frederick sold 24 tickets for the June 12th drawing, and they had the winning numbers 9, 2, 11, 13, and 17, and the bonus ball 25.
Did they think it might be a scam?
I don't know. The total amount won was $600,000, as each ticket is worth $50,000. The lottery said that it is unclear whether all of the tickets were purchased by a single player. The store is getting a $6,000 bonus for selling the winning tickets.
Who was that drunken monkey when all this was going down?
Yeah, maybe we need to look deeper into that story.
I have an idea.
Here's an interesting choice of a holster. Last week, police in Mexico City arrested a man after he was caught hiding a pistol inside a sandwich.
All right.
Police made the discovery after they got suspicious of the man, who was acting nervous as he stood in front of a metal detector at a bus station in the Gustavo A. Madero neighborhood.
How's that Glock sandwich there?
They said that he had bullets hidden inside the sandwich roll. What size is this sandwich? It's huge.
It's an AR-15.
The man was not identified, and he was arrested, by the way.
That's a big sandwich, buddy.
Yeah. A Florida man is accused of shoving 7 bottles of wine in his pants and stealing them. How do you do that? 7 bottles?
Seriously.
Guns and sandwiches, 7 bottles in your pants, drunk monkeys. What's going on?
Yep.
Florida man.
Police from Lee County, Florida say the man stole the bottles from an Estero Total Wine during 3 separate trips. Oh, 3 separate.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Oh. Clank, clank, clank.
The wines.
See you later. Clank, clank, clank.
The wines have a total value of $794. Any moment information is
I was just browsing.
Crime Stoppers, by the way. So, yeah, clunk, clunking around.
Yes, these people can browse. We can browse.
Let's see here. One last story. Recently, someone posted on Reddit's Ask UK forum asking for advice on how to deal with a weird situation. They had discovered that their real estate agent had been secretly living in their house for 2 days.
How can you really sell a place if you haven't lived in it?
The unnamed tenant explained the agent had come over unannounced earlier in the week to inspect the property. And they assumed that he had exited after this inspection was complete.
God, I really like this place.
But they soon discovered that a light had been left on in their spare room and the door was locked from the inside. They messaged the agent to return and switch it off as they didn't have the key to the room. And that's when they say they got a reply from the agent saying that he was still inside the house. They added that he then informed them that he was staying there for a few days as he had signed a contract and paid deposits to be allowed to do so. The writer said they checked with their landlord and they were told that this was indeed not true.
So is that occasionally the rule where if you buy a place, you have to live with your real estate agent for a little bit?
Just for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
They concluded that the landlord made the agent leave and hand over his keys, but they worried that he may have another set.
Go!
He left all his belongings behind in the room. And
I don't want to go.
And the door locked as well. So they're worried that he might come back.
Take your poster.
And that is what I have in the Bizarre File for you this morning. All right, we're going to take a break. Let me give away another 6-pack of full-size, actually a 6-pack of coupons good for 6 full-size packages of Gotch Hole's Turkey Bacon. We'll take caller number
15 at 215-263-WMMR, and we will set you up with that. And the winning is just beginning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we have more of it coming up in a little bit. We're going to play a contest in a tad bit. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Check out the mobile app or go to WMMR.com. You'll figure it out from there.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors. Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, we're gonna play a game. It's called Bass Ackwards. And to explain it, we had for fun. It's where the rim job thing, the clip comes from.
Rim job. That one. Okay. Right, and it was, what was the band?
It was Blink-182, right. And they had an album called Bajmir, and somebody pointed out that it was rim job backwards. And I guess Steve had said, listen, if you just say Bajmir, will you play that backwards? Does it say rim job? We found out that wasn't the case.
Right.
So I said rim job. We recorded me saying it, played it backwards, and heard phonetically what it sounds like. And then I said it that way. And then we rewound that and we got this.
Rim job.
All right. And then we found out that I could do that with more things.
That caught the attention of the Vatican, which made the game we're about to play the official game of the Catholic Church.
So essentially, that's it. And yep. And we're going to have you try to identify what a word is when it's played in its backward, in its me speaking phonetically backwards form. And we have a chance for you to get a clue on it.
Oh, yes. We'll be generous with it. But I tell you what, well, more often than not, you can figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you just have to pay attention to what you're hearing at the first part of the word.
So do you want to try one just for fun? Live?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Just to give an example.
I'll take that. Case, what are we giving away? What are the prizes?
You know what? We're giving away turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon?
I can say turkey bacon.
Yeah.
What else are we giving away?
We have Acme gift cards.
Okay.
We also have digital downloads of Like a Boss, and as well as the rhythm section. So,
all right. Let me say turkey bacon.
All right.
Okay.
And we'll show you how this works, just so we have a little context on this contest. All right. So we're recording. Here we go. Turkey bacon. So Casey will now isolate that, and then he will play that backwards.
Right.
As he's
just
doing that, we have a little context on this.
Right, yeah.
Yep. Here we go.
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Naked beaker.
So you're writing down easy. What you hear.
I got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Oh, you got it already?
He said that's easy.
Naked beaker.
I'm ready. You ready?
Naked beaker.
Okay. Let's hear what that now. Oh. Casey's going to reverse that.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, here we go.
Turkey bacon.
So good.
Do you know the key is to not think of the letters when you're transcribing it and just think of the sound?
Right.
That's what you have to do.
So what I wrote down.
People tend to think of, right.
This is what I wrote down. I wrote nake, N-A-K-E, A, B, girth. Actually, it should be more like girt.
Yeah.
And then it would sound, the T on the turkey would sound. Hit it again, Case.
Turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon.
You're probably calling for an attack from a planet in the solar system.
Play it again the other way, Casey, when I spoke it phonetically.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll play this for you. Go ahead.
Make a B girth.
And then you would have to tell me what that is when we reverse it, which would
turkey bacon.
Right, exactly.
Make a big earth.
You know what it sounds like? It's the Joker at the end of the first Batman.
Yes. Make a big earth. All right. So that's how the game works. And so we have a theme, and I figured it would be easier if I take these in themes rather than just random words.
You have context then.
So our theme is summertime, and the living's easy. So summer, since tomorrow's first day of summer.
Oh. Let's do it.
These are all summer-themed things. Now, Casey, can I do this?
Uh-huh.
If they can guess what it is without a clue, then we give them two prizes? Nobody's ever gotten that. Or do we just do a clue?
That's your call, man. We listen.
Depending on how generous you feel, how much should we have in the way of prizes, Case?
We have 14 prizes to give
14
away.
14 prizes. We can make this work. You have 10 of these, right?
We can make this work.
All right.
All right, Casey.
Be as generous as possible.
Give me one ready.
Okay.
And we will get a caller on the line and try it out. I'm going to go to Chris. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks.
All right, Chris. So before we go here, I'm going to play this for you, okay? And I'm going to let you, if you want to take a guess at it without a clue, you can win two prizes. But then if you get it wrong, you don't get anything. However, if you feel that you need a clue, I will give you a clue, and then you can guess and you just win one prize, okay?
All right.
All right,
that's a good deal.
So I think that's the best way
to go.
It's
absolutely fine, yeah.
All right, let me play this for you, and you tell me if you need a clue or not, or if you just want to guess for two prizes, okay?
Sorry.
All right, here it is. Listen closely. Skrr, worry off. All right, I'll play it again for you. Skrr, worry off. The theme is...
I'll take the clue.
You'll take the two?
The clue.
Oh, the clue. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, remember, the theme is summertime, and around this time of year, you can see these in the sky. I'll play it again for you. Here we go. Skrr, worry off. Curious if any textures will get it right.
I must admit I'm having trouble with this one myself.
You'll see these in the sky. I should have thought of clues ahead of time.
Yeah.
Steve, your hint is always the best one. Listen to the last sound, and that helps.
And then reverse that as your beginning of the word.
All right, Chris, I'm going to need you to take a guess.
I'm going to say stars.
Stars is incorrect. Sorry.
Oh, there were too many syllables in that for it to be stars.
So I'm going to stick with this, but from now on, you everybody only has a chance to win one prize on this particular one.
All right.
Because the cat's out of the bag.
Yes.
I've already given a clue. So let me go to Josh. Hey, Josh, how you doing?
I'm good. Hey, everybody. It's good to have you on the Bop Bop, Tudor Bop, whatever it is.
Damn it. Yeah. I had such hope for you. All right, Josh. The clue is you will see these in the sky. I'm going to play it for you again. Here we go. Skrr, worry off. Do you have a guess?
You will see these in the sky. Mm-hmm. Can I listen to it one more time?
One more time. Yeah, here we go. Skrr, worry off. By the way, our text messages are, everybody's getting it right.
If you see these in the sky, and I'm thinking it might be at night, stars.
Did you
stars
not listen
was,
to the last
Stars
guy?
Was just the last guess. Oh, man.
Sorry, dude. He just said it. I will go to
it's
Matt.
It's probably stars.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Kathy, I want you, girl.
Thanks, Matt. I want you, girl.
Matt, do you know what it is? You need to hear it? You know the clue?
I don't need to hear it. I know it is fireworks.
Fireworks. Yeah. All right. Wow. Let's hear what it sounds like the other way. Here we go. Fireworks. How about that?
Yeah.
That was one that might be the best one.
I don't know.
Is there another good one?
No, there were some real. Actually, the next one is really, really
fireworks.
Good.
Fireworks.
Fireworks.
All right, Matt, you got it right. Hang on the line. We are going to give you, Casey.
What are we giving? Oh, we're going to give you a 6-pack of coupons, and that is good for 6 full-size packages of Godshall's turkey bacon.
Go to godshalls.com.
You'll love this stuff.
All right, let's go next to George on the line. Hey, George, how you doing, buddy?
All I did was get out of the shower.
He got the whole tone right.
Squeaky clean. All right, so George, I'm going to play it for you, and you're going to let me know for two prizes if you want to take a guess right away, or if you need a clue after that, you'll only be playing for one prize. However, if you do go with the no clue option and you guess and it's wrong, you don't get anything, okay?
Sounds good, buddy.
All right, George, here it is. Listen closely. Renishid Nikray.
Renishid Nikray.
I'm going to play it again for you. Renishid Nikray.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I gotta have a clue, man. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'll invoke one of our sponsors.
All right.
Which will be your clue. Horizon Services. Give some music.
Case. Oh, you want music?
Okay. Yeah, just to, for the time being while he's figuring it out.
Oh.
I'll play it again.
Yes. And listen to the last part and think of that as the first part.
Renishid Nikray.
Sorry.
And the clue is Horizon Services.
Horizon Services. I don't know, man. Rent a car.
No, this Horizon.
This is an easy one.
No, that's incorrect.
You know, this is almost like pressing the equivalent of those 3D pictures that you'd look at and you'd try to see the image in it. It's the same thing.
I'll go to
either
Ed.
You're good at it or not.
Hey, Ed, how you doing?
Good.
All right, Ed, you want to hear it again?
Is it air conditioner?
It is air conditioner. Yeah! Yes, it is. Yeah. Here is how it sounds in its reverse form. Here we go. Air conditioner.
Oh,
air conditioner.
Air conditioner.
Yeah.
It sounds like somebody's shaking me.
Yeah, air conditioner.
While I'm saying
that's how high the air conditioner is on.
Yeah. Air conditioner. Yeah.
So I'm trying to spell out what you're saying backwards and then reverse it. So what? So I did, and I got Yarkindishader.
And that was right. You're almost there.
I'm right? Almost. Right.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, that's, people listening might take Kathy's example about how you play this.
I wrote all these down.
Hang
on a second. But I didn't write down what the answers were, Casey.
Oh, this is... but look, the second one down on your left hand, I know what that is. It basically looks like it's the Spanish version of that word.
Hey, let me hear that again the other way.
What, the Renishid
Nikray?
Okay.
Yeah. Renishid Nikray. How did I spell that? Oh, yeah. I wrote RENSHID-N-KREA. Cray. Renishid Nikray.
Now, backwards, if you were to...
It's air-dish-erk. In dish on air. That's it actually does work out that way.
It works.
All right, so see? Ed, we got a prize for you, Case.
Ed, we're going to hook you up with a $50 Acme Markets gift card. Acme Markets, nice. Fresh food, local flavors.
All right, hang on, Ed. We'll get your information. Let me go to Vince next. Hey, Vince, how you doing, bud?
Yeah, you guys rock.
Thanks, man. We are playing Bass Ackwards. I'm going to play a clip for you. It is the summer theme. And remember, you, since you're first up on this, have the chance of winning two prizes. You know how that works, right?
Yes.
All right, good. I don't have to explain it again. All right, here it is. Listen closely. Whist, nyeb, nyeb.
Oh, man.
Again. I thought we took off the part on that.
We did.
Yeah, but here, listen closely. Here it is again. Whist, nyeb, nyeb. You left it on there.
Okay. You know what? Hang on. Let me.
One second. We're going to do a do-over on that.
I think you did it just in the
just
other,
in the answer. You're the right. You're right.
Yeah. Right, hold on. Because this it was an unneeded little thing. But here it is again. Whist, nyeb, nyeb. All right, Vince, do you need a clue or do you want to take a shot for two prizes?
Can I get a clue?
Yes. Now, let me think of a clue. Oh, okay. A lot of listeners would like to see Kathy in this.
A bikini.
That is not what I am saying in that clip. I'm sorry. Incorrect.
Mm.
It's in the ballpark.
Yeah. So
I will go to Allison next. Hey, Allison.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right, Allison, do you need to hear it?
Yes.
All right, here it is. Listen closely. Whist, nyeb, nyeb. All right, so you heard the clue. A lot of our listeners would like to see Kathy in this. It's a summer-related item, and bikini is not the answer.
Bathing suit?
Bathing suit! Yeah! Yeah! And this is what it sounds like when we reverse that clip.
Bathing suit.
Bathing suit. That's
a little cockney. So, yeah.
Bathing suit.
Michael Caine.
Bathing
suit.
What chat you're wearing?
Made me suit.
Sounds like the guy that does the Howard Cosell impression in Better Off Dead.
You're right.
Made me suit. Let me see. What do we have for her, Case?
Allison, we're also going to hook you up with a $50 Acme Markets gift card. Acme Markets, fresh foods, local flavors.
I think I wrote that Hull Obseub.
Play it.
H-U-L-L. O-B-S-E-U-B.
Play it and it's reversed.
Here we go.
The reversed one?
Yeah.
All right.
Wist-nib-vib. Oh, no. That was wist-nib-vib. I wrote that W-I-S-T-W-I-S-N-E-A-V-E-E-U-B. And then I just pronounced it that way. So what I've gotten good at is transcribing the gibberish and turning it into a word. All right. Let me go next to... we have John, who is up for Bass Ackwards. Hey, John, how you doing, bud?
Hey, what's up? Sorry to bother you, puds at work.
Nah, us puds are okay. All right, John, since you are going first, you have the chance to win two prizes. I'm going to play the clip for me. You let me know if you need a clip. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Listen closely. Here we go. Ball sack and ass.
Wow. Ball sack and ass.
Yeah.
Here, I'll play it again. Listen. Ball sack and ass. John, do you think you need a clue for that?
Yeah, I'm going to need a clue.
Okay. This will be a good clue. You should be able to get it on this. You can build this at the beach.
Sandcastle.
Yeah! You got it, John. Hang on just a second. Here's what it sounds like.
Sandcastle. Ball sack and ass.
Sand castle.
Ball sack and ass. Ninja.
I wonder if this would ever become a thing on like Pornhub where you take a porn clip and reverse the language.
Ooh.
Near that ball sack and ass.
Ball sack and ass.
Nice.
That's your ball sack.
Here was the answer.
Sandcastle.
All right.
Amazing. And by the way, John wins a $50 Acme Markets gift card. Acme Markets, fresh foods, local flavors.
Nice.
All right. Let's do another one. And I will go to Mike for the answer. Hey, Mike, or not the answer, for the contest. Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Not bad. Sorry to bother you guys at work.
No such thing. Mike, we have for you a clip. It is fresh. It is new. You have the chance of winning two prizes here. But let's have you listen to it first, and then you can make a decision. You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Hjaljva
Thjorf.
I will play that. I'll play it again for you. Just hang on a second. Right. Here we go. Hjaljva
Thjorf.
I'm going to need a clue on that one.
You're going to need a clue on that one. Okay, let's see. There's a multiple list that I can choose from here of how to clue you. And, it's somebody in this studio's birthday. I'll play the clip again. Here we go. Hjaljva
Thjorf.
Wow.
It's somebody in this studio's birthday.
Oh.
It's as good a clue as you can possibly get.
Because we know it.
Well, yeah. I think a lot of people know it.
Yeah.
Because he tells a lot of people.
He tells everyone. He's rolling his eyes.
All right, Mike, I need an answer or we're going to let you go.
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, thanks, bud.
Oh.
Summertime, too, remember that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Wow, you're kidding me.
Come on.
Sandy.
You
had every single other one.
Well, you know it's a date. Listen closely. Here we go. Hjaljva
Thjorf.
Summertime.
4th of July?
There you go.
Yeah! Yeah! Have faith in yourself.
And Sandy, you know whose birthday is on the 4th of July?
I don't. Maybe Pierre?
Yeah, it's Pierre.
I said somebody in this studio. Pierre doesn't get here till the very last second. It's Casey's birthday in July.
Yes, Casey's born on the
20th. Yourself a fan.
Him and Ron Kovic.
Hang on, Sandy. By the way, here's what it sounds like the other way.
First of July.
Fury.
First of July.
Of July.
Sounds like you're having a hard time saying it.
Fourth
of July.
Of July.
It sounds like I'm trying to be,
Ronnie Spector.
No, it sounds like Ace Ventura. Yeah. Le who? Zahar.
Fourth of July.
Case, what do we have?
Well, two things, first of all. It's also Jackie Bam Bam's birthday on the 4th of July. Yes, of course he and I were born on the same day. Sandy, you're going to win a $50 Acme Markets gift card. Acme Markets, fresh foods, local flavors.
All right, let's go to another one. I will get Allison on the line. Hello there, Allison.
Hey, good morning.
Allison, you ready to play this game?
I am.
You get the first shot, so you have a chance to win two prizes. We'll decide after you listen to this. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Hlob see ya. Summertime?
Yeah.
You want to play it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Hlob see ya.
Can I get a clue?
You will get a clue. It's only for one prize, though. What's a good clue? There's a ton of things that I could choose for this. Let's go with the clue that...
Oh,
go ahead. You got one?
Well, I was going to say... Well, let me just...
It's not a gimme, but... Okay. There's no crying in...
Oh, that's easy.
Baseball?
Yes! Yes! That's correct. Let's hear it the other way, Case. This is when you reverse it.
Baseball.
How about that?
Now, that's as clear as any of them.
Yeah. Now, that might be the best one.
Yeah.
Baseball.
That's what I walked in yesterday when you were recording that.
Yeah, so Kathy came in. When we're recording this, we have to have our headphones on. So while only Casey and I could hear what was going on, so Kathy comes into... We're just listening to playback. And so she comes into a quiet studio, and all of a sudden, she's sitting here, and then we hear... Yes! Dude!
Yes.
Baseball.
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 Can we play the thing for Kathy that she also missed? It was like an outtake.
Yeah.
And by the way, for Allison, our winner, she won a digital download of Like a Boss. The beauty business is about to get ugly as Tiffany Haddish and Rose Byrne duke it out with Salma Hayek, available on digital and Blu-ray, rated R from Paramount Pictures.
All right. So Casey and I were recording. And I think you can probably figure out what's going to happen. I was getting ready to say something, and listen closely. Here we go. All right, here we go.
You are so disgusting.
You can hear it in the background.
You are a gross human.
Play it again.
Here we go. It's Casey. All right, here we go.
Now play it in reverse.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. It continues for a second here. I hope that was picked up on this. Okay, here we go.
I think it was.
Here we go, one more time. All right, here we go. Unreal.
The fart forwards and backwards sounds the exact same.
It does.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
It's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
It's like they say that, what is it, a duck quack won't echo?
Yeah.
A bizarre phenomenon.
But apparently a fart is basically a palindrome. Palindrome?
Yeah.
Palindrome. Yes.
Palindrome.
Correctly. Correctly stated, sir. somebody texted and said, this is the dumbest thing I have ever heard you do. And that says a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Uh-huh. We know.
By all far, right. By leaps and bounds.
Let's go. Let's go. Look, let's keep doing it.
Yeah.
We're going to go to DJ. Hey, DJ.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yo, bub, we're playing Bass Ackwards, the summer edition. That's the theme. You ready to try it?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
All right, listen closely, and then you can determine whether you want to go for two or if you need a clue. Here it is. Nashiakiv. That sounds Russian, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. Nashiakiv.
All right, I'll play it again. Listen. Nashiakiv. Would you like a clue, or do you want to take a stab at it for two prizes?
Yeah, I think I'll take a clue.
All right, take a clue. All right. Let's go with time off.
Time off. All right. Can I hear it one more time?
Okay. Remember, the subject is summertime, so here we go. Nashiakiv.
You know it.
Summer vacation? I don't know.
You said the word. He said vacation. Yeah! That's it. Yeah. I'm going to give it to you. It's vacation. Time off. It's summer. It all ties in together. Here's what it sounds like the other way.
Vacation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Vacation.
Exactly. Nice work, DJ. Hang on the line. We're going to get you this.
All right. We have this is our final $50 Acme Markets gift card. Acme Markets, fresh foods, local flavors. You won our final one. We do have a lot of other prizes, but Preston, we only have one more word left.
All right.
One more word.
And then we're going on
vacation.
Okay. Let's clue up the next one. Is this the... this is the cannonball run.
Yeah.
Okay. I have the last person who gets the first shot at it, at least, is going to be Matt. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Good, buddy. You sound like you're raring to play.
I'm actually like 4 out of 5 so far, so we're ready.
Dude, that's good. Good for you.
Okay, so listen, here it is, and we'll determine if you want to go for two. Here is the clip.
Yes, didn't we?
Wow.
All right, let me run this by you again.
Yes, didn't we?
Summertime. You need a clue?
Yes, please.
Okay, keep in mind, summertime is the subject. The clue is... sticky.
Sticky. Say it one more time.
Maybe that's not a good clue.
Semen?
No. Okay, let me give you a different clue.
Very well.
This goes along with heat. Heat and. Let me play it again.
Yes, didn't we?
Summertime, heat and.
I got it.
I'm thinking.
Remember, I said sticky too.
Sunscreen.
He said.
Sunscreen.
That's what he said. Yeah.
No. Not heat and sunscreen. Sorry, bud. You'll get it. Sticky may have thrown you off a little bit, but let me go to Mark next. Hey, Mark.
Hey. What's up, bitches?
Not much, bitch. We are playing. You ready? I'm going to play it for you. And you've heard the clues, so here we go.
Yes, didn't we?
All right.
Yes, didn't we?
Remember the clues. All text messengers are getting it right, left and right. They're getting it correct.
Remember the clue, heat and.
How would you finish that? Heat and, the heat and.
Heat and.
What often pairs with heat?
Humidity.
Well, that's correct. You know, it's sticky outside.
Yeah.
You've heard that term, right?
Right.
Okay, so.
Semen.
Here's what it sounds like.
Humidity.
And there you go.
One more time.
All right.
Humidity.
Yeah.
Humidity.
All right, Mark.
Humidity.
Here's what we got for you.
Oh, yes. For you, we have a 6-pack of coupons. That is good for 6 full-size packages of Godshall's turkey bacon.
Even John from Cincinnati, who texted in and got humidity.
John from Cincinnati.
That's what he said.
That show was canceled years ago.
All right. Well, there you go. Another round of Bass Airports. Thank you to our producer, Casey, who did all the legwork of chopping that stuff up and reversing things and giving us that wonderful little warm fart to add into the outtakes of it.
I have a challenge for you, Preston.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's good to have you on the Baba Tutaba.
Oh, dear God. I'll work on that another time. But I can do that.
Yeah. We might have to do it in pieces. But.
Okay. Oh, you have to. There's no way you can do it straight through.
By the way, speaking of Casey's fart and gas and all that stuff, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation Take Steps virtual event is tomorrow. I am hosting it again. I've been hosting this for years at Citizens Bank Park. However, that's not going to happen this year. We're doing it online. So it'll be on the Facebook Live page for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. We have a link at PrestonandSteve.com. You can get registered and be a part of it. Make donations as well. All the info is there. It's at 11:15 tomorrow. It's going to be a much shorter program than it normally would be. It's usually a few hours long. with the event at Citizens Bank Park. But this is only going to be like, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, maybe. I'd love for you to join us. We have some special guests that will be joining us. Dr. Nandi is going to be there. We also have the Fanatic is going to be a part of
it.
Very
cool.
A few other surprise guests. So if you can join tomorrow, that would be great. So we're going to take a break. We'll come back in just a moment and get in some other stuff before our morning is up. Stay with us.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks. Proudly supports the American Cancer Society Bike-a-thon.
Hey, it's Marcus. Cancer won't stop and neither will we. Join myself and Team WMMR on Sunday, August 9th for the 48th annual ACS Bike-a-thon. This year we're going virtual. The pedal power to finish the ride against cancer may look different, but the mission remains the same. Each Team WMMR rider gets a free team t-shirt, registration and complete details at WMMR.com, and check out our custom Team WMMR apparel providers, Bole and Go Cycling. Team WMMR and the ACS Bike-a-thon, virtually unstoppable.
The ACS Bike-a-thon, another way 93.3 WMMR is putting Philly first.
A couple of MMR things going on. Number one, it's a dedication weekend, so a chance for you to dedicate songs to Dad, which is a really cool thing. And also, we have Preston and Steve golf balls. You can play with Preston and Steve's balls and order them. It's a limited time only. The sale ends on Monday, so it's what we call a flash sale. And you go to the Rock Shop at WMMR.com. I think it's in aisle two. I've gotten my aisles confused. But check both aisles because there's different things on sale in the MMR Rock Shop. And the weekend is brought to you by our client, Cinch Propane Grill Tank Home Delivery Service. They're awesome. So check that out this weekend. And also, there is what we are calling the Beasley Small Business Advertising Grant Program.
I love this.
Presented by PICO. So if you're a small business owner, you can enter to win a $10,000 advertising grant from Beasley Media Group.
Yeah.
Apply at WMMR.com. Five businesses will be chosen, part of a combined $250,000 campaign, all from Beasley radio stations in Philadelphia. Awesome deal. So that's, like I said, go to the website and you can apply there. So do that. Why not? I mean, why not? You might win a $10,000 advertising grant.
And anything to help get up and running, we'd love to be a part of that. Yeah, and it's, it's cool that they came up with this.
And it's presented by PICO, helping small businesses save big. So get on that right away. Quickly, a thank you to a couple of people. I read an email the other day about a young boy turning 10 years old.
Yeah.
On the autism spectrum, loves cool cars, doesn't really have any friends. Mom wants a car parade. And some people have reached out.
So awesome.
I don't know if they've set things up yet, but just for touching base, I want to thank Chuck Greenberg, who is with Tri-State Corvette. And our buddy Jeff Walton, of course, from the Porsche Club.
He's the best.
So they're gonna help to help out this kid. I thought it was really cool. So
we're gonna have to be talking to Jeff soon and see about because he put on that huge event prior to the Camp Out for Hunger last year, and see what we can get going for this year because obviously things have changed a bit.
Most definitely. So thank you guys. I appreciate you following up on that. And then a quick email, and then I got a couple of things to get into. This says, "Hey guys, so before the whole pandemic started, I would listen to you for about a half hour each morning on my commute, and I've been working from home each day since the end of March and have been afforded the luxury of listening to your full show every day since then. My wife and I will occasionally do a few shots in the evening, and often one of us ends up with a moose shot glass that we bought on a trip to New Hampshire. And over the last few weeks, when she asks if my shot glass has a moose on it, I reply with this.
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
And she has no clue what the F I'm talking about. Thanks for making mornings and evenings due to shots of booze fun. And that is Matt from Haddonfield.
I wonder if that causes predicaments. If one spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend is into the show, making these references based on the show,
yeah,
and the other one is left in the dark.
It drives me crazy.
I mean, that's why the best way that you can ensure a long, happy marriage or relationship is to get your spouse on board with listening to the show.
If you both listen,
that's
you,
sage medical advice.
It's common ground.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful little banter you guys can have.
And if you could use it in the bedroom, too.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you forget about the moose?
Yeah.
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment.
I think we're saving marriages and sex lives.
Nanapoo, yeah.
Well, remember we used to do shout our name, not
during
our name,
sex?
But your names during, you know, that and, moment.
Yes, at the moment of climax.
Yes.
Will, and people sent in audio of them doing it.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Of course.
Wendy Kathy. It was awesome.
It was great. That was good.
I have breaking news. Aww. And it's sad breaking news.
Breaking news.
Ian Holm, Oscar-nominated actor, has passed away. He was 88. And he, in recent years, known for playing Bilbo Baggins in four movies. And but he had a long career. Chariots of Fire is what he was nominated for.
Yeah.
And you know, I never saw that movie.
Great performance. He's great in it. It's these large robots that can turn into trucks and stuff like that.
No, that's Transformers. That's Transformers. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Chariots of Fire was about the runners running.
Yeah, and actually one of the gentlemen did not want to run on Sunday, I think it was, a religious observance. So,
is that what that was about?
Yeah, but it's a true story. It's a great story, and he is phenomenal in it.
So he was 88 years old.
So much great stuff, Preston.
Yeah, he was in the original Alien.
Yes, he film, was. He was the spoiler alert. He's the android,
right? And he goes crazy.
Goes crazy. He's also in a movie that I really like, The Fifth Element.
Is he in The Fifth Element?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
In the beginning.
Yeah,
and throughout, he's one of the guys who's leading Bruce Willis to help save the world.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He's in another one of your favorites, Steve. He was in Time Bandits.
Time Bandits, again, another great movie.
Yeah.
And he always had a good projection of... He usually played a more likable character. I'm trying to think of... I mean, besides, obviously, an Alien.
Well, how was he in Brazil? Was he a good guy in Brazil? Because Terry Gilliam did that.
I believe he is, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, he was just kind of a lovable character. And
he has one of the great... Go ahead.
The original Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring.
Right.
One of the scariest moments in that whole thing is Bilbo, the most benign, lovable character. When Gandalf takes his ring from him, he just freaks out and...
Yeah, they had that quick...
No, it wasn't Gandalf. It was Frodo.
And you see how much it control. Even at that point, even though he sort of pretty much has broken it, it's almost like an alcoholic. You're always under the spell. It's how well you control it.
But it was terrifying.
Yeah. If you remember in the second movie... He had a similar thing when his daughter was complaining about folding socks and pairing up socks.
Oh, shut up. that's actually what it was like when my daughter pissed me off that one time. But he was 88 years old. That's that's sad.
That's
news.
A great run.
That is a nice long run, absolutely. But he's had a very successful career, and he was even in another movie I didn't see, but Garden State. He was in that Zach Braff's film. He played the psychiatrist.
I forgot.
Father.
That's right. Yeah. So
he was in The Aviator. He had a role in that, which is a great movie.
Yeah, he's actually really good. He's
the meteorologist.
Yes, and when they fly on the Spruce Goose, he's sitting right there.
Yeah. He played a meteorologist that eventually Howard Hughes calls in to show why he can show more cleavage in his films than the other. It's hilarious.
Right.
He's a great character in that movie. So sad news.
88
bro,
is
but no sad bro.
No sad bro. 88 is double my age now. Do you guys do that thing like on a birthday where you go, okay, well, if I get two of these, like, okay, that's a good run, and then at a certain point you go, well, okay, well, there's no chance I'm, because
you're gonna reach double that age
when I turn 45. It's like, there's no way I'm hitting 90. There's no way I'll get to 90 years. Not me.
A lot of people live to 90.
It's quite possible you'll reach 90. In many cases, a lot of times, you think, oh, I'm not being healthy, I'm not doing things. But, yeah, those are always the people that pull it out and end up going the full run.
Yeah, because right now I'd be 104 is what I'm in.
Yeah.
So
anybody hit hundreds in your family?
Yeah. My great-grandmother lived 102. My grandmother to 97, I think, something like that.
My grandfather was 98, 99, I think.
The women... always outlived the men in my family.
My grandmother died. She was 200.
Whoa. Yeah,
200 years old.
Yeah, my great-grandma was 102. Damn. And on the day of her funeral, it was 102 degrees. As we were going by the bank, it said 102.
It's beautiful.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, it was horribly hot. It was disgusting. But
it was her big F you to you guys.
Right. Now you know what it feels like.
At a certain point, but living long, if you're in a cup, does it? It's not. No. You want a quality of life.
Right. Exactly. That's a big part of it. Hey, speaking of heat and humidity, the summer solstice, the exact moment we touched on this earlier, is at 5:44 p.m. tomorrow. It marks the beginning of astronomical summer in the Northern Hemisphere. In reality, in many parts of the country, it felt like summer for the last 3 weeks, which is why meteorologists call summer the hottest 3 months of the year. But the real heat is still to come. On average, there is a one-month lag between the solstice and the peak summer temperatures, and that's why July is usually the hottest month in most locations and likely to be a hot one this year. The Climate Prediction Center's latest forecast through August is for warmer than average temperatures.
Yeah.
For most of the U.S.
That's what they're saying.
It's been pretty nice so far.
Well, we had a mild spring. We had a mild winter. Obviously, there was very
little snow. No snow days for
kids. So the usually follows that the summer is a little bit more brutal.
Yep. During the solstice, if you want to know some of the details,
your nipples rotate.
And at 5:54 p.m. tomorrow, the sun will be directly above the Tropic of Cancer.
And for exactly 1 minute, all of your pets will be able to speak English.
And that is the farthest north the sun moves in the sky, which is why the days close to the solstice have the most daylight of the year.
So if you think about all throughout time, Preston, with things like Stonehenge and the Druids and all of the observations throughout the civilizations of history, what a day like tomorrow meant and has meant throughout all time. There's so many things that tie into this and, and the winter solstice as well. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, speaking of Stonehenge in England, hundreds of people, including the Druids, the pagans, they usually travel to the ancient site for the first day of summer. Quilting clubs,
yeah. Book clubs, yeah. Oprah's book club.
Yeah. However, this year's summer solstice celebrations at Stonehenge will not take place because of the pandemic. Instead, the sunrise and sunset that day will be live streamed, said English Heritage. They are the organization that manages the site.
That's got to be impressive, seeing that on your phone.
Right? You have been to Stonehenge.
I have.
And I've talked to people who have been there who said it's not as impressive as you may think it is, simply because it's built up so much in your mind as to how large
sure.
it is.
You know what? I bet
it's
you
still impressive.
If you were to be able to go there with less people. So when I went, it was hopping and it was good. What they have done, which is a great idea, is that everything that is museum about it is below ground.
Right.
So you don't see it when you see the shots of Stonehenge and the surrounding area. But there are walkways that are sunk into the ground mm-hmm. with all the museum type stuff. So you don't see that up on top.
But it's not necessarily the size that's supposed to be the thing.
It's the motion.
Well. It's not the motion. No, it's the fact that those things have stood the test of time, that there's mystery surrounding them.
And it was honestly how it was built. So my wife has gotten me into the Ancient Aliens thing. And so, you watch these things and you watch these shows, and it's less about did Zontar fly, in a spaceship, and how they achieved these things. When you look,
when you go to
Giza and the pyramids and these structures that are precise down to the millimeter, these things that are constructed and moved across, that's an astonishing feat. So all of that stuff is like Stonehenge, moving these massive stones across these long distances. It's just mind-boggling.
And the precision at which they're a calendar, too. I mean, they had to, it took time. It took people of that time that were the smartest people of that time.
They say that you can plot your period if you know how to read Stonehenge correctly.
No kidding. Wow.
Okay.
Solstice observations have been going on annually for thousands of years there, by the way. What?
I wasn't sure if you guys know about Göbekli Tepe.
Yes. Yes. It figures prominently in the Ancient Alien stuff.
Yeah. Just
what is it?
Pretty wild. So it's just like this the ancient ruins that are being uncovered in Turkey and
A lot of alien. It's according to the show, Preston. That this is an alien visitation hotbed.
Mm-hmm. Whether or not any of this stuff is true,
that doesn't matter. It's impressive.
It's truly, truly fascinating stuff. Like these new archaeologists are
archaeological.
They are. Positing that perhaps like the pyramids are older than I was.
You started telling me about this yesterday, that the pyramids were at one point buried.
Yeah. So the ancient Egyptians, the theory is that the ancient Egyptians that we know of did not build the pyramids. They actually dug them out, that the pyramids came from a time well, like 12,000 years ago, or even maybe even further back in history.
Okay. 12,001.
No, but either further back in history,
yeah,
by a very, very superior and intellectual group of people that were wiped out by like a giant comet.
Okay.
And that, you know, the pyramids and the Sphinx that we know of were not built by those.
Were they aliens, or they were just a different race of earthlings?
Earthlings.
Eventually.
Yeah. Okay. That's one of the things that's posited as well, is that there was at some time
a whole other civilization.
Like the Atlanteans, you know,
right,
the legend of Atlantis, and what was the technology that would have been involved. It actually lines up in a bizarre way with like Star Wars a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Guy named Graham Hancock, who is, he's an archaeologist, and he was basically shunned by archaeologists, but is now being heard now.
He and Michael Hunt
are the archaeologists now saying, well, wait a minute, this guy might be legit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So,
do you remember, you know who's still making the rounds? Eric Von Däniken, The Chariots of the Gods. Remember that book that came out years ago? Mm-hmm. He's still making the rounds, man.
Hey, listen, people, there's a thirst for that stuff.
Yeah, there is.
There really is. I, you know, unless it's been... more legitimate science is what I like to believe. But I don't completely discount.
No,
that's impossible. A lot of stuff is possible.
I sent you over an article, Preston, about our own, the likelihood of inhabited planets in our, it's pretty amazing what they're now theorizing.
Yeah, by math, they worked out about how many planets in our universe might have intelligent life on them. And the average distance is 17,000 light years, so the likelihood of ever finding out is pretty damn slim. But yeah, it's interesting stuff.
Yeah,
it's very, very interesting stuff. So anyhow, yeah, that is tomorrow. It will be the summer solstice, so you're not going to be able to go to Stonehenge. Sorry about that, but you can live.
You can live stream on your phone
some of the things that are going on now. One thing that also might be happening, we had mentioned in summertime fireworks. We were doing that in Bass Ackwards. We were doing
play it.
I'd say it said fireworks earlier, backwards and forwards, and then it ended up like this: fireworks.
Fire.
That's damn good.
Many communities announced their celebrations and displays will be canceled this year due to the pandemic, and health experts worry that this could lead to more people getting injured as they attempt to make their own fireworks displays.
I don't know what your neighborhood is like, but I'm hearing fireworks virtually every night.
I've already been hearing them.
Oh, yeah.
Not every night, but yeah, I've been hearing them.
And there's down, I guess about a mile from where I am, there is a railroad overpass where everyone goes, apparently, because you get a lot bigger boom.
Yeah.
And it's, you're hearing it all the time.
Well, my dogs go bonkers. When the fireworks go off, they freak. They go crazy. Man.
And they probably won't get in trouble if they go down by the railroad. You know what I mean?
Probably,
they're a little further away.
It's probably a little more.
I have a traffic
remote.
I have a traffic sponsor of Phantom Fireworks. So, like, come and get your own backyard fireworks.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think that they are? I haven't heard anything that would suggest that they are, but I wonder if because of the fact that there's not going to be any public displays of fireworks, if they're relaxing a bit of the.
So down the
ability to acquire certain fireworks
for
backyard displays.
They might be, but down the shore they're doing fireworks displays. And there are a couple I looked it up yesterday. There are a couple locally that still say to be determined. They haven't said canceled yet.
Okay.
All right. Well, so, Wildwood does fireworks every Friday night and they haven't so far.
They haven't been doing them. Yeah, and I were talking about that.
By the way, they loosened up those restrictions last year, I think, wasn't it? Or maybe the year before here in Pennsylvania?
They did.
I thought it was last year. Because we've talked about a couple of years you've been seeing the
They have the stands where you can...
But they're like sparklers and real low-level stuff.
But fireworks that supposedly for years Pennsylvania residents couldn't buy even though the stands were set up in Pennsylvania.
Right. Yeah, especially the stores like Phantom Fireworks. But
I know.
Where you can buy mortar shells and stuff like that. Somebody needs to let us know what the story is on that, because this might be the year to do that, that I might do that.
I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
And you have 10 fingers.
There is, I think there are some fireworks that you can get, you know, in the parking lot. Out of somebody's trunk. And when the 4th of July happened last year, I went down to the beach to watch the official fireworks.
Yeah.
And the amount of amazing fireworks that were being shot off by just the regular people on the beach, where it was crazy. I mean, I'm like, way different than when I was a kid. You know, it was like pew pew. You know,
smash, 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 pew, pew.
Yeah, we have a friend who lives in a lake community up kind of near Scranton, and every year some of the neighbors go. They put in money. They spend a lot of money.
Yeah,
and they put together their own version private of the gigantic fireworks display. They're buying ones that are big enough. Now, they don't have it timed out to music and have it choreographed down to that level, but they fire off the big ones.
So my brother-in-law lives in Windham, New York, which is a ski town.
Okay.
And they had one person up there who heard about the coronavirus. So they're having their 4th of July parade, and they have a big fireworks display on the mountain, the ski mountain. So that's going cool. off as planned.
I will say I saw a fireworks display over Lake Harmony years ago, and it was awesome. I'm not saying that the fireworks display itself was amazing, but to be able to watch the actual fireworks and the reflection at the same time.
That's right. The really river. Awesome. Right. Honestly, the best fireworks displays I've seen have been off the Moshaloo over the river. They're just astonishing.
Yeah, when you can be near water, it's pretty cool. Got a number of people texting in that hate the fact that everybody has all these fireworks now and shoot them off. Because it's like somebody lives not too far away from a place where you can buy these, and they're like, we're getting this crap every night.
I'm hearing a lot.
Sick of it.
Yeah, and in Philly, people, you know, there's like these random explosions going off in neighborhoods all over the city, and I could totally see getting sick of it after
especially after what's been going on. It can be very disruptive. And the truth of the matter is, Preston, as with your pets, a lot of animals do go out of their minds.
Mine, yeah. They and there's no consoling them. Like it's they will not calm down and they won't stop. And it does give animals anxiety. It can give some of them.
By the way, I would seriously look into those pressure jackets that you can put on them. It's for dogs that react poorly to lightning and everything like that.
Huh.
It's sort of it comforts them by kind of holding them in a little. It's like wearing a hug.
Yeah.
Okay. And it helps calm them down.
Okay. Come here, Rook. Let me put your jacket on.
Yeah,
you. Come here.
Put your pants on.
Yeah. Let me go to
put your doggy pants on.
Adam, who works at a fireworks place. I think he works at Phantom. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Rock and roll
to you. Hey, so what's the story? Just I think we already know this, but it's pretty much if you live in PA, you can buy those big fireworks now, right?
Right. All PA residents can buy fireworks. The law is that you're supposed to shoot them off 150 feet away from any occupied building.
150 feet from any occupied building.
All right. And what about your local communities, your townships and so on? Are there different rules in some of those?
Each township can have their own rules, you know, with the noise levels and all that. We don't control that. That's
right.
Each township's own laws.
All right. Okay. Quick question, Adam. So things like Whistling Jupiters or Roman candles and all that stuff, that stuff you can purchase now?
You can purchase any type of firework in our store.
Wow.
What's the biggest thing you got?
We have the largest shells we can sell are 3-inch shells. It's a finale rack. That's the largest we can sell by law. It's the smallest you would see at a professional show.
Okay. All right. And what would that run you? And do you buy one at a time, or do they usually come in groups?
The finale racks are 9 shots each of the 3-inch shells. They are at $200, buy one, get one free. We also run a sale, buy one, get two free if you spend over $450 per purchase.
All right. What's a big purchase? Somebody that might come in and spend a lot on fireworks.
Oh, thousands and thousands of dollars.
No
kidding.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, last year's top spender was $6,800.
Oh, my God. You must really like fireworks.
Maybe you're right. Maybe that's the thing. Obviously, you have to be safe, and that's obviously what you're encouraging as well. But if you want a little bit of extra fun, that might be something to look into.
And, Adam, if people have, you know, obviously you guys can offer the advice on how to set these things off safely, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I have my pyrotechnics license for the state of Delaware, and any customer that comes in and asks questions, I tell them all the safety regulations and rules, laws. Definitely keep it out of the hands of children.
Yes.
It should always be under a supervision of adults. They're very fun to play with. You've got to be mindful of what you're doing. You're playing with explosives.
Yep. Adam, is there a state of the art to staging equipment for the fireworks, like special safe platforms or protective? I don't know. Maybe there's been innovations in this just to up the safety factor. Is there anything like that?
No, not for the consumer fireworks, really.
Okay.
Now, consumer fireworks themselves have become more safe than, say, back in the 90s and the 80s and way back into, like, the 60s when all the illegal stuff was going around.
Right.
But now, especially with our company, we actually have it all certified before it's shipped over from China to make sure that it's safe for consumer, purchase.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, Adam, do you have what's your favorite product that you guys sell personally?
The Fandemonium is the great finale cake. It's a finale repeater. It's over 200 shots of rapid fire in 30 seconds and just boom, 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 boom. That's definitely a good finale piece.
So you set that on the ground, I assume, and you light it and then it fires. What does it do?
Yeah. Yeah, a hard, flat surface. You light it, and then it's also panoramic, so it's going in like a Z pattern, back and forth.
Wow!
Left and right.
Oh, we're looking at it right now, and it looks awesome.
What does that cost?
$200.
$200.
Okay.
All right. That's awesome.
Buy one get one free.
Buy one get one free.
How long do you think
get one free?
When you set that off, how long do you think that lasts?
The average firework, whether it's a little tiny cake piece, or it's one of the larger ones. The average firework is 30 seconds long.
30 seconds long. Okay.
Listen, so you as you said, chip in with a couple of people.
Yeah.
And or whatever you do, and just,
it's like waiting in line for a really good roller coaster. You know, you stand in line for 2 hours, and then you get a minute of awesomeness. It's worth it.
That sounds pretty inviting.
Adam,
pretty cool.
Thanks for the heads up, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, come on by the store, guys. We love listening to you every day.
Appreciate thanks,
it,
man.
All right, take care. We'll see you soon. Have a good summer. Right. Wow. Hang on. I'm going to go to Mike, who's a big fireworks guy. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. What's up, bud?
Nothing much. We talked a couple years ago about this when PA went legal with fireworks. I set off a ridiculous amount of fireworks every year, about $3,500 worth every year. One of the safety things that I do is I buy cement board, the hardy board that you use for laying down tile.
Okay.
I get a 4x8, one of those, or actually I have two of them, and I use bricks to hold everything down. So I have a flat level surface that doesn't burn. It's made out of cement. And then with the big cakes, like he was talking about, the like 9 shots, the 500 gram stuff, they bounce.
Yeah.
If you don't brace them in.
Okay. A lot of times where you have a problem is when something falls over
or tips to the side.
And starts going, it's not shooting vertically. So.
Right. The same thing with the mortar tubes. You want to brace them down, all that kind of stuff. Because they can bounce and turn to the side. And then that's when you lose houses, cars, and people.
Right. Right. Not a good day.
So just take the extra smart precaution. You go a little bit above and beyond, and then you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And then you want everyone to have fun and enjoy it and be safe, not lose a finger or a face.
Totally. And in fact, I would imagine that there are great videos on YouTube how to construct things for safety.
Yeah.
And if you are planning to up your game this year, do yourself a favor and watch a tutorial on that, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Have you bought yours for the summer yet, Mike?
Actually, I bought them in March.
How much did you spend?
This year, my total bill was $2,800. Equivalent on retail is about $5,000. I go to a wholesale place down in Maryland.
All okay, right. But Mike, how long is that? All right, so are you going to do this? Is this going to be one display for you, or are you going to sprinkle it out throughout the summer?
So, this will be a couple different displays throughout the summer. But when I do a display, I'll set off in chain with fuses, maybe 8-9 pieces, and then set up another 8-9 pieces, and then set up another 8-9 pieces. So I get about 2 hours worth of fireworks each time.
Wow. And is this done on your property?
Yep.
And do you have neighbors that live close by?
A couple neighbors by. They come out and watch them.
Okay. Do you let them know when you're doing it?
Oh, yeah. We give everyone a heads up because people have dogs. We have dogs and all that kind of stuff. We want to make sure everyone knows and whatnot. And actually, there's been a couple of times over the years before they were legal in PA that the cops would pull up next door and watch.
Right.
Not bothering, not stop us, but watch the fireworks.
All right. That's cool. All right. Well, good luck. Stay safe. Okay, Mike?
You guys, thank you very much.
Thanks,
you guys,
man. Appreciate it. All right. You want to go to one more? I got Robbie on the line who works for a firework company as well. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Yep.
Hey, bud. So you work for a store or what?
I work for a legitimate company called Celebration Fireworks. We do all the shows in PA, some in Maryland.
Oh, Delaware. So you do the big shows?
Yeah, you know the show in Skip Back that goes on every year?
Yeah.
I put that show on.
Awesome. Right. Excellent. At Palmer Park?
Yes, sir.
That's impressive. You guys do a great job, Rob.
So,
yeah. All right. Couple questions.
Sure.
The smallest shell professionals will use is a 1.75.
Okay.
The biggest shell we have at Skip Back is a 10-inch shell, the size of a basketball.
That's the size of a basketball. I watched a documentary on how they make these things one time, and I couldn't believe that they were actually that big. That they launch this basketball size thing. How much do those weigh?
That's like 10 pounds.
10 pounds? So just how to many get hundred it up feet? In yeah. the air has got to be a huge explosion.
That is 1,000 feet. Every inch is 100 feet.
Wow.
Come on.
That's crazy.
So
man.
Obviously it's a dangerous thing when you manufacture them, put them together and all that stuff. But again, over the years, I assume the safety level has increased, right? There are obviously more things in place to make sure that you can use things a lot more. And remotely, too.
Virtually. Everything we do is all electronic firing. Basically, it's like a little control box. We just hit buttons.
Let me ask you: do you know of any large scale fireworks displays that are going on? Like, I know that the Skip Back one is probably not going on, correct?
There's a Skip Back got pushed back till everything got pushed back till Memorial Day.
All right,
there's a couple of shows going on July 4th, like Shady Brook Farms down the way is having one. There's a couple up in the Poconos that still have shows going on the 4th, but everything got pushed till Memorial Day weekend.
So can you light anything off for us? maybe not right now, but closer to the 4th of July?
Sure.
All right. Well, hang on. We'll get your information.
Listen, we'll right, do Robbie? It. We'll do it here in the studio.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man. And at least, you know, you've got some tentative dates down the road. So we'll see how that works. All right. Thanks, Rob. Hang on a second. Let's get. Yes, there you go. By the way, I got a text that says, hey, this is Bob, FedEx driver from Westchester. How about you talk about the giant mess these fireworks make that you have to clean up when they're done burning? You know what? We did that in Cub Scouts one year. So it was the day after the Harleysville JCs. They put on this big event, and that's around Memorial Day weekend or Labor Day weekend. I don't remember. Memorial Day weekend. Anyway, so it was we were the volunteer crew to clean up the next day. My God, was that a pain in the ass.
Really?
You're not seeing it at night, but there's a lot of stuff being generated.
There is debris all over the place.
There was a friend years ago who did a display. They had a built-in pool in the backyard, and in the dark, they're not seeing it, but that pool was jammed with burned paper and debris, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but they do get out and clean it up.
Yeah.
So somebody, you know, steps up and does it, from what I understand, at least my involvement in it has been, but we used rakes. We realized we should have had, we wish we would have had
leaf blowers?
Battery-powered leaf blowers.
Yeah.
Because there weren't any, you know, there weren't any outlets anywhere near where we were. It was out in a huge field. So, but yeah, the cleanup is a process, most definitely. So like you said, I guess there's going to be some fireworks displays that are taking place. You'll need to check and see in your communities. But a lot of them are canceling. So a lot of people are buying their own. Which you can do.
I might look into that for this year because, you know, it's, my wife adores fireworks.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't even realize we were in the junk drawer here.
We are?
I didn't realize I was kicking through a bunch of stuff. This is, Nick sent me this. The Army National Guard has had a heavy lift helicopter and removed the old Fairbanks City bus from the spot near Denali National Park where it once housed Christopher McCandless, the subject of the book Into the Wild.
Huh.
The magic bus is what he called this. So it was in this remote site near the Teclonica River where it attracted numerous tourists who had to be rescued after the book's publication. So it was written about in the book about him. Who wrote that book, by the way, Nick?
John Krakauer.
Okay. And did he researched his life?
He spent a long time talking with his family and talking with people that had lived with him and spent a lot of time with Chris over the years. It's a great book. It's a great movie.
Did Chris keep journals as well?
Okay. Yeah, and he was Alexander Stupertramp, I think that's what his name was. He went by an alter ego for a bit. The family, his sisters actually have a bit of contention as to some of the things that John wrote about in the book. But no matter what, it's a fascinating story. It's a tragic story. And this book became this mecca for campers, and it really became a a bad one. People would hike there, and they'd make themselves they'd put themselves in danger, just like Chris McCandless did.
Chris died there, for those who don't know, and it's a bit of a spoiler alert, but I think it's a well-known story as of now. But, he starved to death. He got trapped. The river rose, and he couldn't get out of there, and he didn't have anything to eat, and then he ate something that was ended up being poisonous, and he died of malnutrition and poison, all this. Yeah.
Little did he know, though, he was sitting right over a hamburger mine.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
So sad.
Hey, you had no idea.
The great hamburger
mines of Denali.
Wow.
And they're all pre-cooked.
What did his sisters take exception to?
Just some of the details and some of the accusations and mistakes that he made. And it was a series of mistakes that led to his death. And Steve, I mean, I know you're making a joke, but like there were a few things had he done and had he making a left instead of making a right, he would have lived.
Yeah.
If he had waited a few more weeks or been able to wait a few more weeks, the river wouldn't have been as high as it was. He couldn't cross back over the river because when he crossed it the first time, it was later in the season, so it was much lower. And then there was a big snow melt, and then he couldn't get back across because it was, you know, at a higher point in the river. So and I think maybe 3 days after he passed, 3 or 4 days after he passed, some hunters found him. You know, it really was just one awful thing after another. But it's a really interesting look into somebody who wanted to get off the grid.
And did for a long time.
And did, yeah.
And you understand that. And you that natural inclination to want to go out and just see, you know, be with you and understand what you're about, like you did with your little walkabout there, Preston, which was just for a week, but you need to do it now and then. And there are many of these that can go wrong and do go wrong, and then other times they work out great.
So this says the bus had been abandoned there since the 1960s. How did it get there in the first place?
There was a bus stop there, Preston.
Oh, people were returning the hamburger money.
Yeah.
A lot of the hamburger merchants were...
They can see.
Do you have any idea?
I don't remember. No, there's a story about how it ended up there in the first place, but it became his shelter.
Yeah.
And
am I reading this right? Is there a bus stop there?
he idolized the writings of Jack London, Chris McCandless did, and the irony, and John Krakauer writes about this in the book, is that Jack London barely ever left California. He would write about Alaska. He would write about the Call of the Wild, but he himself was like a fat drunk towards the end of his life.
And
he would write these fantasies. They were great books, but Chris's idolization of Jack London was a bit ill-placed.
There were 15 bus-related search and rescue operations by the state between 2009 and 2017. When did that movie come out? Around that time, 2009? Or shortly before that?
No, a few years before that, but...
Give us a year before
2007 is when the book came out. Yeah, or 2007 is when the movie came out.
It's his mutant power.
But the book came out in the 90s. And so people would go to it. But the cost for these people to have to come out to rescue these other people who got stuck out there was astronomical.
Yeah, and in fact, in April, a Brazilian tourist was evacuated from the bus by helicopter. Last year, a newlywed woman from Belarus died after being swept away while trying to cross the river, and then another hiker had drowned in 2010. So they're getting it out of there. I don't know what they're going to do with it. It says
return it to active service.
It ultimately will. It says they don't know where it'll ultimately end up, but the state's statement said that it is exploring putting the bus on display. I think they should.
Yeah,
you know,
it is a part of folklore, pop culture, and folklore history. Yeah. I mean, you understand why it had that romantic attachment to it and why it became a sojourn for a number of people. But again, it's too risky a proposition. When you read about some of these things and the Donner Party, the Donner Party, which, it, you know, devolved into cannibalism eventually because of missteps and because of early, you know, weather conditions being awry and all that stuff. These are the things that happen when you go out. I mean, and a lot of times you go out and you think, oh, I'm okay out here. I can do this. And you've got to be up to speed on where you are, what you are. There's so much that goes involved in these things.
Mm-hmm. I know you've been to Alaska, Steve. Yeah. You know, it's certainly on my bucket list. There's 8 or 9 national parks there. I just can't imagine how wild and open and vast that place is.
So as we're out there in Alaska and you know, we were on the cruise and we would go on these day trips. You're passing by this beautiful, beautiful scenery. And I said to my wife, I said, you know, where I'm looking straight ahead, if we were there right now,
we would die.
Yeah.
We would die.
It's hostile.
But it's glorious and majestic, but that's real time.
Yeah.
The animals there, that's where they live. And that's, you know, you look at the guy, the Werner Herzog movie about the guy who is enamored of bears and eventually ended up getting Grizzly Man, I think it's called, ended up getting attacked and eaten by him. You know, he fell into that whole, that same realm of I'm communing, I'm in the nature, and never took the exact precautions he should have taken to save his life.
And even if you're not, one who's going in to make this your habitat.
Right.
The disorientation alone of the chances of you coming out of wilderness that vast are slim.
I always bring a full medical kit and a sat phone when I go to Dorney Park.
Well, it can get pretty brutal.
I don't know.
Man, yeah.
That's part of what Krakauer writes about in Into the Wild was that Chris McCandless thought that he was prepared because he'd spent time in a few other wild places. And then he got to Alaska, and he just was not ready for how wild and how remote and how far everything is apart in Alaska. And so he was so removed from everything that when he got into trouble, he couldn't get out of trouble.
Wow. All right, so they're moving that bus, and it's a good thing because that'll try. Maybe people won't go there any longer and find themselves in that peril. All right, that's it for the junk drawer, really. There was a few stories, but wanted to pass those along to you. We're going to take a break and come back in a second. I got more stories, but it's from a different section of my stuff. It's the bizarre file.
Ooh.
And I bet she loves it. We'll be right back.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Weezer. Wolves.
But I'm getting sober. Trying, but I can't get closer. Baby, did you let me go?
Incubus.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Turkey bacon!
Yay!
I got something to give away. We'll take caller number 11 at 215-263-WMMR, and I will give you Godshall's 100% bacon taste, 80% of the fat of pork bacon, and you get 6 packs of coupons good for 6 full-size packages of Godshall's turkey bacon.
Did you try one of those little turkey bacon accented donuts?
I didn't. I had the turkey bacon and goat cheese egg McMuffin thingy.
I didn't get one of those.
Which was excellent.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. And by the way, they're our sponsor of this.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you, like I said, by Godshall's. All the bacon taste, 80% less fat. The hometown favorite, Godshall's Real Wood Smoked Turkey Bacon. From their family of employee owners to yours. And they're available at Acme, ShopRite, Wegmans, Redner's, Walmart, and Sam's Club. A man was arrested Saturday because he drove a moped through an active crime scene and crashed into an officer.
All right.
Leading to a police foot chase. They left on a foot chase. There was foot chase involved.
They had feet, which they used to chase the other people with feet.
Right. On their feet.
But a moped is one of the vehicles you can engage in a foot chase with.
That's right. The reason I brought this up is because of the moped. So anyway, another man was being transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds.
Born to be mild.
From a prior incident when police said they saw a man driving a moped towards the crime scene. Boston police said that the crime scene was marked by multiple rows of neon yellow crime scene tapes, as well as several police cruisers with their blue lights activated. The driver, later identified as 19-year-old Geraldi Guerrero, allegedly zipped past a police car with its lights on and straight through the crime scene tape towards detectives who were processing the scene. Multiple officers shouted for the man on the moped to stop, but he refused. He continued on through additional layers of crime scene tape before he crashed into an officer, lifting him off the ground and causing injury.
Was he simply looking to disrupt the crime scene, or did he think he was winning some sort of race?
They don't know. Guerrero then fell off the moped and fled the scene on foot, and they caught up with him, and a brief but violent struggle ensued before officers placed him in custody. And he was being arraigned on a slew of charges after that little incident.
He's a leader of the Mopagans, is he not?
Yep. He must be. After a growing number of complaints from residents, the city of Vancouver will be looking to possibly banning or restricting bear bangers.
bear bangers.
Yes.
That's the best sex you can have.
Last month, it's a little dangerous, I would imagine, being a bear banger.
It's all right, baby. Happens to everyone.
Last month, many Vancouverites took to social media to report what they described as an increase in the number of bear bangers being set off in the city.
I gotta tell you something, though. It's gonna be hard to be with your husband once you've had me. Once you had some bear dung.
Particularly around the downtown east side and nearby neighborhoods. A bear banger is a type of explosive that is fired from a handheld cylinder and designed to make a loud gunshot noise.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It is typically used while in the backcountry to scare away wildlife, such as bears or cougars. So it can scare cougars, too.
Yeah.
Sergeant Aaron...
What the hell was that noise? I was trying to have sex with a bear, and then I heard an explosion.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Just shut up. Every time you talk, you kill my boner.
All right.
It's the voice. It scares away bears and cougars.
Oh, my God, that was my last Virginia Slims.
Christ, you're so disgusting.
Sergeant Aaron Rode said that the explosives continue to be a routine issue. The issue was brought up with city council alongside an upcoming fireworks ban.
Yeah.
Councilor Pete Fry agrees that they are an ongoing issue for residents. He said the intended use for bear bangers...
Could they ratchet them down to squirrel finger blasters?
...is a safety concern for folks who go into the backcountry. We do live on the edge of a rainforest. We do live in close proximity to bears.
Sure.
He suggests taking a more thorough approach, pointing out that Mountain Equipment Co-op requires that anyone who purchases a bear banger or bear spray register in advance. They also provide a 30-minute instruction session for anyone who wishes to purchase a bear banger.
Have you ever seen the park rangers that it's their job to go out and detonate? They have things like handheld like flares and explosives that they'll detonate to cause avalanches.
Avalanches.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty wild.
But not bear bangers.
No, not bear bangers.
A Yemeni man living in Malaysia recently got a Guinness World Record after he stacked 3 eggs vertically.
It just took 3 eggs for a world record. That's how difficult it is, huh?
Yes, exactly. Guinness announced that Mohamed Mukbel, 20 years old, was awarded the record for world's largest stack of eggs when he managed to balance 3 chicken eggs in a tower formation.
You're an artist, my friend.
The organization...
Yes, I'm Gene Simmons, surprise guest. I wanted to be here to see this and also to tell you I'm your father.
The organization stipulated...
They call me the bear banger.
That the eggs had to remain stacked for at least 5 seconds.
Okay.
And all 3 eggs had to be fresh without cracks. McBell said that he has been teaching himself to stack eggs since he was 6 years old.
Wow. And now all he has is 60 more years of life.
Yeah. I remember years ago I saw like the world record for golf balls that you could stack.
How many?
It was only like 6.
So
if I recall,
they
have divots in them, though. Hard to do.
So yes. They have divots,
and even that's hard to.
That's hard to do. You think of a surface like an egg, and if you were to stack them, I assume obviously you're stacking them laterally, right?
Vertically, yes.
Right, yeah. But the actual egg is on its butt. On its butt.
Yeah.
So we're watching the way he's stacking it. That's not the way I would stack the eggs.
That's the way you have to.
Yeah. Okay.
In order to get the record, yeah.
Maybe I'll be an innovator.
Yeah.
But at least, even with like the golf balls, they're, what's the word I'm looking for?
He said they've got divots in
them. No, but the inside, like they're more like...
Centered,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here he is. His hands up in the air. Like he just don't care.
And yeah, he did it. Sure enough, it's got to be really, really, really hard. All right, one last story. The Fairfax County Police Department says Animal Protection Police were recently summoned to an Alexandria neighborhood after a 65-pound alligator snapping turtle...
Oh, my God.
...was spotted wandering loose.
Did you see the picture of this thing?
Yeah, it's massive.
They look like they're right out of Jurassic Park.
Yeah. I remember going to, the aquarium and seeing one for the first time, and I'm like, that can't be real.
Yeah.
Those things don't get that big, do they?
They do.
Yeah, this thing was 65 pounds, and it was spotted wandering loose. The species is not even native to the state, and officials suspect...
What's your name?
...that the animal was a pet bred in captivity and released into the wild.
Feel kind of bad for the guy.
The turtle was taken to the Virginia Zoo in Norfolk, so they'll find a good spot for it. But they get big, man.
Where my dad was living in an apartment or a duplex outside of Dallas in this community, and they had this pond that was beautiful, and they kept the grounds around it looking lovely, and the ducks would go into the pond. Snapping turtle made its way into it, and for about 3 months, they were finding dead headless ducks.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
That's how strong this freaking turtle was.
Wow. All right, and there you go, your bizarre file. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. Lesson question awaits. Let's see if you can win something from us. We'll be right back.
Like what you hear? You can see it, too. Check out Preston and Steve's Daily Rush at PrestonandSteve.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
We're going to do the lesson question. See if you've been paying attention. We're going to give away a digital download of Scoob for the correct answer. We're going back to the 7 o'clock hour. Which wicker items were never really good sellers at wicker stores? 215-263-WMMR. Which wicker items were never a really good seller at the wicker stores? Let's see if you know the answer. 215-263-WMMR. Call now, and while you're doing that, we will do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
And it's brought to you by Horizon. Book Horizon Services Air Conditioner. Tune up now for just $59 and get up to a pound of refrigerant for free. That's Visit horizonservices.com. What's up this morning, Steve?
Well, excuse me, 2 Chainz. Yes, 2 Chainz is being sued by the family of late drug cartel kingpin Pablo Escobar for using his name and likeness at two of the rapper's Atlanta restaurants. 2 Chainz reportedly received papers from Escobar's legal team, Jacoby and Colombian Necktie.
Oh, my God.
The ladies of the talk will all of them are going to serve as co-hosts of the 47th Annual Daytime Emmy Awards. CBS says each of the ladies is like a magical ingredient in a big, beautiful cake that you pray will just shut the F up.
Hey!
And finally, Bryce Dallas Howard saying she kept her name a secret while a student at New York University because of her famous father, Ron Howard. Bryce says she's embarrassed by that decision and regrets being known to her classmates by her alternate name, Hitler Manson Unabomber.
Oh,
that's your Hollywood trash.
All righty. We're going to go for an answer here. Which wicker items were never really a good seller at the wicker stores? I will go to Scott, see if he knows. Hey, Scott.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
A couple.
Haven't heard that in a little while.
And that would be the wicker cup.
You got it, dude. Yep, exactly. Yeah, cup. Yeah. Hang on a second, Scott, for you. We have a digital download of Scoob, Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, and Mystery Incorporated. Face their toughest mystery yet. You can avail, it is available now to own. Let's get into music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
So, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts have rolled out a rescheduled 31-date itinerary for its postponed stadium tour, which will now play through the summer of 2021. According to the announcement, all tickets will be honored for the new dates. If you have, if you are a ticket holder and cannot make the new show, you will receive an email from your ticket provider, and you can visit livenation.com/refund.
You know, all these shows now, it seemed like a fun show to begin with, but now I'm like, man, I'd like to see that show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been so long.
The show in Philadelphia will now be July 13th. All right, these tour dates are subject to change, but as of now, July 13th. So if you hold those tickets and you can go, just hang on to them. And if you can't make it, you want to visit livenation.com/refund.
Yeah.
To see about getting your money back. Disturbed has confirmed their rescheduled 2021 dates for the tour, celebrating the 20th anniversary of its debut album, Sickness.
Thick.
The tour
get
also...
down with the sickness.
Come on. And the tour also featured Stained and Bad Wolves.
Stained.
And will now begin on July 7th and start in West Palm Beach. The tour, originally slated for the summer, will feature the band performing many, but not all, of the songs from The Sickness.
Sickness.
All tickets for the tour will be honored, and fans who cannot make their rescheduled date will be able to obtain a refund. The only shows I saw in our area, there's one at Hershey Stadium, and that is going to be on August 6th. There's a couple in... New York and New Jersey, but I don't
Scranton.
I don't see Saratoga. Yes,
Saratoga.
There's also one in Syracuse.
Syracuse.
And any other S's
in New
here?
Jersey? I think they're going to be in Sicklerville.
Sicklerville.
No, they're not in Sicklerville. No, Holmdel, New Jersey.
Oh,
that's the formerly known Garden State Arts Center.
Yeah, okay,
Garden State Arts Center.
Where is Burgesstown, Pennsylvania?
That's Pittsburgh.
Okay,
saw fish there.
You did?
Yeah.
It was a good show?
Yeah, my brother saw God that night.
Really? What was he wearing?
Actually, it was just Jesus. He was just wearing a loincloth.
Okay, I got you. A loincloth?
Isn't that what he wore on the cross?
I thought he wore a robe or something. I don't know.
Was that Tarzan?
What was he wearing on the cross?
I don't know, that was a special occasion.
Okay. Yeah.
So he wasn't known. I mean, so would you call that a loincloth, what Jesus was crucified in?
Dude, I don't know.
No, that's not a loincloth. We're looking at a picture of it.
Story is true. I don't like where did we go off the rails?
We're trying to determine what Jesus was wearing when he was at the fish concert.
Kevin saw Jesus at the fish concert.
But he. All right, never mind.
And he was wearing a loincloth. That's what he was wearing.
I think it is a loincloth.
Okay.
Wait a second. Right. That is just a regular cloth draped around his midsection in the picture we're looking at.
Yeah, but a loincloth, here's the definition, a single piece of cloth wrapped around the hips, typically worn by men.
Okay.
Mm, well, maybe it is. I always think of Tarzan as an animal print.
Maybe it was a sarong.
It's a sarong.
Yeah.
Jesus, what's that you're wearing?
Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk and Rock and Roll Steakhouse, Kathy's been there.
In Nashville. Yeah.
Will have its permit to sell beer suspended for 5 days. A Nashville venue served patrons at its bar, which is a violation of the city's pandemic-related emergency order. That prohibits restaurants from seating and serving at their bars.
I don't even know how they're open. That place was just a sea of people and their sweat. And I told you guys this when I got back. The girl performing on stage was amazing. She was so good, but she was a lot raunchy. She was drinking a Corona Light, and when she would finish taking a sip, she'd spit it on the crowd.
Right.
Oh,
they
awesome.
Eat that stuff up in places
yeah,
like that.
They loved sick. It. I mean, people were sick. Going nuts.
A photo taken last weekend inside the venue, which is co-owned by Nashville businessman Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
Showed a packed bar with mostly customers and servers not wearing masks, Kathy. So it was packed. We're practicing social distancing, and the later led to its own separate citation.
Wow, this place looks pretty cool, though.
Well,
it looks awesome.
And here's the thing. It's laid out. Most of the bars are laid out there so that you can pack the crowd in. Like, a lot of them... At least when I was there, they didn't have tables or anything like that set up. So it's a whole different vibe if you're having to put people at tables and not let them just crowd in. His bar specifically is three levels, and you lean over the railing so you can watch the band that's on the first level.
Nashville's all about the live music, you know, they're gonna make them like a concert venue, but not seating.
But by the name of his club, it does not sound like what it actually looks like. But
what were you expecting?
I was expecting something that kind of, and I had sound effects and everything. Sounds a little bit like this.
No.
Big ass honky tonk?
Yeah.
No, it's a club.
Case, there are places like that in Nashville. I went to one and it was pretty cool, but this is more of like a hip place to go to.
So the venue faced a $1,000 fine, has 14 days to appeal. Smith referred to the Nashville government as, quote, like communists. Adding, they've got us behind a Berlin Wall. Nashville is expected to enter phase three of its reopening plan on Monday, which would allow seating at bars at 50% capacity. But they jumped the gun, and they're going to have their alcohol suspended or their service suspended for a little while. And then finally, White Stripes have shared a 2000 performance of the duo playing Death Letter The clip comes ahead of the 20th anniversary of the band's second album, Distigil. I guess is how you pronounce that.
Distigil.
Yeah. and that's this Saturday. So tomorrow, the performance is taken from a show in Missoula, Montana, and is included in an upcoming Distilge?
Distilge.
And then the second word is S-T-I-J-L.
Huh. All right.
Distigil.
All right.
The anniversary edition reissue contains 25 previously unreleased tracks, live cuts. The title, the accompaniment to Distigil, the White Stripes sophomore album. The set boasts two colored LPs, one white, one red, and a DVD housed in a hardcover case. It also includes an archival booklet filled with previously unseen photos, flyers, and more.
Watching this video of Meg White playing the drums, it looks like she's trying to buy a drum kit for her son.
You know what? You're right.
For like Christmas.
Yep, you're absolutely right. The 25 previously unreleased recordings are spread across two LPs, including, there's some interesting covers here, AC/DC's Let There Be Rock and Dog Eat Dog, as well as a rendition of the Velvet Underground's After Hours. The LPs also contain early versions of songs that would appear on Distigil, as well as a follow-up, 2001's White Blood Cells. So that's coming out.
It is pretty cool.
DVD and other stuff.
Yeah.
All right, and that's all I have in music news for you. So we shall take a last break. When we come back, we are going to give away our Word of the Week prize, and we'll check in with Pierre, see how he's doing and what he's got in store for you. Returning in just a little bit.
Dear old dad, here's to the man who traded his kick-ass sports car for a minivan, his beer bong for diaper duty, and those idle weekends on the couch for futile furniture assembly. This weekend, in honor of all the dads who rock, 93.3 WMMR celebrates Father's Day with a Daddycation weekend. Call or text in your request for your pop, dad, the old man, or whatever you call the guy who raised you right. Daddycations from 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
It's Friday. There is no sad to be had, bro. We are happy that it is indeed the weekend. And the weather is going to be, you're not chalking this one up to being just, crappy weather. We're going to have scattered thunderstorms. And so that's not a bad thing.
That could be fine.
Yeah, we're going to, like, later on today, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, around that range, it's going to be, you know, it may suck. We get some thunderstorms in certain areas. But
think of it as Mother Nature taking a piss.
Okay.
Right?
That's still kind of bad, but yeah.
It doesn't happen all the time.
No, but just a little, yeah, relief.
Little dinkle.
So that's today, tomorrow, and Sunday, what you can expect. Some scattered thunderstorms, but not a washout. Low to mid-80s temperature-wise, so should be enjoyable.
It's a freaking weekend.
Normally, I thank the guests. No guests today, so thank you for being a part of the program. Thanks for playing our little game earlier today, and we appreciate it. Pierre Robert is here in the studio getting ready to take over for the rest of the day.
Good day.
Good day, sir. How are you?
Very well.
Wonderful.
It was a very Paul Harvey sounding. Good day.
Good day.
Yeah.
Yes, it was very Paul Harvey. Yeah. The legendary radio, would you call him a commentator?
Yeah. He was one of the greats.
Yeah.
One of the absolute greats. And that, monologist?
What does that mean?
Delivers monologues.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Never heard that phrase.
Or he checks women's ladies' parts.
Uh-huh. We're not sure.
Okay.
That's a gynecologist.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Let's all take a sip of coffee and then move on. You ready to do the letter?
I am.
All right.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve Show brought to you today by the letter.
E as in eternal.
And we now have a word. We have a five-lettered word. What is that word? Caller number 5 at 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know, because we have a prize on this end that you could walk away with. So we want to know. How you feeling today, man?
I'm good. Very good. We've had a long week, and now the weekend has arrived. And I've got cool workforce blocks. We'll get to a block of Metallica. We have a letter requesting a block of Heart. We have summer arriving on, is it
tomorrow?
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's the solstice. No, today's the 19th.
Oh, today's the 19th.
Yeah. Tomorrow's the 20th.
Today's Juneteenth, right?
Correct.
Right.
Yes. Emancipation Day.
Right. Emancipation Day.
Correct.
And in honor of that, so we'll do some summer songs at some point. And in honor of Juneteenth, Emancipation Day, and with much talk of Black Lives Matter, it occurred to me that I would love to do a block of black artists.
Okay.
And call it Black Music Matters.
I love it.
And because the rock and roll that we know and love today is all descendant upon, you know, the,
yeah,
everything rock from Muddy Waters, you know.
It was born out of the blues,
It
man.
Was born yeah. out of the R&B and the yeah. blues and the jazz. And
have you
know,
told Jackie Bam Bam about this idea? Because
yeah.
he would probably have 12 million suggestions for
he
you.
He already has.
Yeah, I'm yeah. sure.
More than I can fit into hey, whatever time we'll
in a good
have.
Way.
I'll, listen, no, you, no, it's great.
You've yeah. got plenty to choose from, but if you want to serve up something that's a little bit more on the current side, remember the group Radkey that we were playing for
I,
a little
yeah.
while?
I wish Pancake great. Suggested
they
we play Radkey.
They were great, man.
And they're comic book fans.
They were such cool guys, and we loved having her young, and they're three brothers, right?
They
yep, were all
right.
related yep. to each other.
Excellent.
The father came in with them. They're,
right.
they're a good band.
Absolutely. And yeah. They played the MMRBQ.
Yes, they did.
A couple of years ago, I think. So, yeah, I mean, my vision is to do a little history lesson to take us, you know, from Little Richard and Chuck Berry up through Hendrix and, you know, see where we go.
Yeah.
But there's some amazing music, but it's all descendant from this incredible American music that oftentimes the British... it said that it took the British to show America its own music because the Stones and Led Zeppelin and Beatles and The Who were all so influenced and Clapton
yeah.
by that, you know, that bluesy kind of thing and covered many of those songs. So we'll see where we go with it, but I think we'll have some fun with it.
Nice. Looking forward to that. All right, we'll go to the phones and see if we can get a winner. We're going to go to Casey. Hi, Casey.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Casey, what is our word of the week?
Soft.
Great day in the morning.
Yay. I love it. Casey, we're going to give you this really cool setup. It's from, it's called a Pizzique Round Barbecue and Fire Pit Kit, and it's from our friends at Landis Block. So we're going to take good care of you, okay?
That's awesome. I'm so excited.
Excellent.
You're going to love it.
Have yourself a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Hang
Thank
on
you.
The line. We'll get your information. And Landis Block, you can start imagining your own backyard paradise by looking at the photo gallery online at landisbc.com. I am going to thank our sponsors of today's program. The Preston and Steve Show has been brought to you today by Dunkin'. Visit DunkinCoffeeBreak.com and send your dad a Dunkin' e-gift card today. Also brought to you by Acme Markets, fresh foods, local flavors, and... HERS, the official chip of taking your summer to the next level. Let's see. Thank you also to Gottschall's Turkey Bacon for supplying the food for us this morning and the giveaways as well. Next week on the program, Big J Okerson.
Yeah.
Josh Holloway, the actor you remember, Sawyer from Lost. We had to reschedule him. He's going to be on. And we also had to reschedule Phil Donahue and Marlo Thomas. Together.
They've got a new porn movie out.
So we'll be talking to them about that. Rage on. Have a great weekend. And dads, happy Father's Day. We will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Yeah, guess what, guys? I got a secret skill, too. I'm able to pick out any moron that thinks that they have a skill. Everyone on the show today. Bing bong, I win.
Next message.
Yo, Pop. Just want to say hi. Love you. Can't wait to see you again.
Next message.
No sad bro, it's Friday. 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 No sad bro, it's Friday.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.